You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude podcast on riotcast.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back on another episode. We're live right now for the people watching in the chat room. Or we don't have the chat. Whatever the fuck room it is. I don't even know what we do anymore. Be honest. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. You guys, you fans have been showing up a lot at my shows, which I love. I always, when there's a hot chick that goes, I'm a fan of the podcast, they go, really? But we have a lot of, like, there's a lot of hot girls that listen to this. I don't know where I got that demo from. I was at a club last week. I'm not, remain nameless. They don't do radio anymore. I was like, radio? He goes, yeah, dude, we don't need it. It only brought in, like, you know, people from, like, you know, 38 to 50.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's my demographic.
Yeah.
Literally who I want to show up. What do you think I am?
Every time somebody comes up to me that knows me from this show, it's a guy that looks like us that's got a tip about where to eat after every single one.
It's great. I love it.
I love it too.
It's going to kill us, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
I want to thank laughable.com. Laughable is the motherfucker. If you love podcasts and you want to go podcast to podcast to podcast, and.
Are we on there?
Yes. You're on there. Oh. Me.
No, remember? I said we, me and Bonnie.
He's always got an out. Did you ever notice that? Voss always has an out. He always has an out. No, I said we.
I said we.
And he's so, and you know how to be cute. I don't know where you learned how to be cute, because you're not. There's not one cute fucking bone in your body. But you can pull it. I said we. And I fucking want to giggle. Laughable.com. You go download the app right now on iOS. I-S-O-S-O-I-S-O-S.
I'm taking this home.
You're taking it home. What? You're not taking what? What are you, Gilbert Godfrey? The older you get as a comic, the more shit you want to take. I'll buy you water. I'll send it. Amazon. Give me your address. I'll send you a case, you fucking cocksucker.
Not home. I mean, to my hotel.
I want to... They have hotels.
Voss made me paranoid about ketchup now. He made a great point. In the diner, the ketchups just get refilled. Nobody cleans the bottle.
Yeah.
You don't know what's living in there, especially when you have the squeeze plastic bottle. So, like, now I still eat the ketchup. He doesn't. He gets packets. But I'm paranoid. I always think for a minute before I do it. Well, I do it anyway.
Yeah, well, you're a kid who used to lick the tops.
Yeah.
So you're on with that.
Yeah, and plus, like, any of it, and whenever I buy, like, potato chips or cupcake or whatever, I always squeeze it to hear if there's a, you know, to make sure that nobody shot something into it.
Interesting.
You know, sometimes I've opened stuff and I didn't remember if I opened it or not, and I brought it back.
You throw it out, yeah.
Tim, if you take a bite of a cupcake and you die because somebody stuck it with a syringe.
That's exactly the way it was supposed
to
happen.
That's God. That's not the guy. He didn't kill you.
Yeah.
God did.
Yeah, that's the way it was
so
supposed to
happen. So take it.
Take the beating.
Yeah. I'd rather do that.
Oh, yeah.
Than stay.
No.
Yeah. And deal with, go, and listen for every, and then my life would be fucking ruined.
Yeah.
If I had to go into a diner in the middle of the night with this shit job.
Right.
And do you guys have packets?
Yeah, yes. I know.
Packets are better. I don't trust anything to
go to a Shell gas station at 2 in the morning on the way home from Maryland.
Yeah.
That's
why I make my own sandwiches and have a little cooler.
That's not why.
Huh?
If you got paid an extra grand, you'd be fucking eating out.
You didn't even want to bring your headphones, but you bring a cooler?
No, sometimes when I travel for golf, when I'm playing, like I was in Arizona last week, I play golf every day. I'm not going to eat the shitty food on a golf course.
Yeah, golf would be eating at the fancy fucking restaurant
I went out. I did
like
go to
Chevy Chase.
No.
Just put it on somebody else's bill.
No, listen to me, Wafflehead.
What's your name? Mr. Gustafson. Whatever the fuck his name was.
I ate at Sanctuary last night.
Did not eat at Sanctuary. You can't even say it.
In Arizona.
All right, good for you. Thanks, Mike.
Scottsdale?
Excuse me?
In Scottsdale?
Wherever. Bo Mack is the chef there. He was on Iron Chef. He's a friend of mine.
I want to plug this week, the Comedy Cellar. Laughable, of course. Go there, download that app. Incredible app if you love podcasting. Comedy Cellar Vegas is open right now. This week, yes. There it is. We got Steve Byrne, Judah Friedland, and Dov Davidoff. They are there on the Wednesdays. Those are headliner shows. The rest of the week, It is fun. Buy your tickets now. Get them now. If you're in Vegas, you're going to Vegas, you're a fan of the show.
You're there in August.
Spread the word. Yep. Me, Voss, Keith Robinson's on the bill now, and Paul Verzi are doing a whole week in Vegas.
Oh, good.
What is it? The 29th. Let's just look at this week right now.
Let's go to the other link.
Go back to what you just had. Listen to me. Stay with me.
This one's better.
Okay. I'll listen to you. Mike is right. Right, there you go. This week, the MC is Mark Cohen, but they got Kyle Dunnigan, who is, let me tell you something right now. If you want to have a fucking laugh, Kyle Dunnigan's Instagram is fucking awesome. He is made for social media. I don't know why he doesn't have his own sketch show. He's fucking hilarious. Nathan McIntosh, very funny guy from Canada. Jessica Kirsten, who is, just hands down one of my favorite comedians.
I don't know how she's not on SNL. I don't know how she's not on Saturday Night Live. It's funny.
I don't know how you step on her plug. In the middle of me plugging her, you step on the plug.
No, I gave her a replug.
No. Yeah, but you give the replug when my plug's over.
Oh, go ahead, your plug, and I'll do my plug.
All right. And then Mo Amir, of course, everybody loves Mo.
Jessica, finish her, and then I'll... What are you doing?
Comedy Cellar Vegas, it is open now. Get your tickets at ComedyCellar.com or Ticketmaster. This week's show is incredible. We're there the last week of August.
It's going to be great.
Me, Keith.
It's going to be like a...
Paul Verzi? He's going to be...
Paul Verzi.
That's like worth a trip.
Yeah, let's make...
Paul Verzi, Keith, Voss.
I'll make the lineup.
And who else?
And Paul Verzi, me.
Oh, yeah, four of us,
so,
yeah.
Here's the lineup.
And we're inviting a couple other people down to maybe show up. So.
Yeah, Paul will host.
No, you're hosting.
I'm not hosting.
I thought you were hosting.
Okay, maybe I will. But we'll
you
see.
Said I want to host. You're the best fucking host ever.
Thank you.
You're going to host.
Okay, I'll host that one.
Yes, we're going to have Keith close.
No.
Why do you turn into a shitty singer?
No. Who's there the week on there in May? Because I'm working with Kyle Dunnigan, I thought. In May. I'm there in May.
Anyways.
All right. Can you go to my week?
Such a piece of shit. Is he not?
I want to see who I'm working with in May.
I don't know if it's up there yet.
It's not up there yet, but they're trying to sell tickets to this week. So can we just deal with this week?
This week is going to be an awesome week.
It's going to do well.
Unbelievable. ComedyCellar.com for tickets, Ticketmaster. This club is, I'm telling you, I've seen the layout? Photos of it?
Okay.
I'm sorry, my brain fucking stopped.
It was a stroke you so richly deserve.
I was there I went to the room two
the
weeks
mini
ago.
One.
It was beautiful.
It's fucking great.
It's great. What's the capacity? Big or?
It's like, I think almost 300.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's 300 perfect. People, but they literally laid it out like the Comedy Cellar Village Underground.
Okay, yeah.
Same table, same great. Thing. Everything, bricks, everything fuck. They made a new sign, Comedy Cellar, but it says Las Vegas at the bottom. But here's the thing. There's no more shit comedy. In Vegas, they're not booking shit acts. No more fucking garbage shows. Gambling your money away at the fucking comedy show too.
I'm telling you, it's with beautiful.
With a bunch of assholes who,
the bricks were important.
Selling fucking hats and bracelets and fucking keys. Oh my! After the show,
right?
It's the shows are all Comedy Cellar shows. They're sending the show they would have here on a Friday and Saturday night. They're sending out to Vegas. So this is going to be one of those things you do now. You go see Wayne Mouton, you get married by a fucking Elvis impersonator, and you go to a Comedy Cellar to see a comedy show.
Yeah.
That's it. So,
and the good thing is,
I literally put a period on that.
Did you? Can I put in my?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I went over. The place is beautiful. The bricks were imported from...
Jersey.
From Jersey. And let me tell you something. It's at the Rio, so you don't have to deal with the madness of the fucking...
It is off the strip, but to me...
It's better, because you don't have to deal with the madness.
To be off the strip, to take an Uber or cab over to the Rio, it is a little better. You're not dealing with all the fucking craziness.
They're drunks. Up and down the block on the strip is fucking... Let me tell you, please. I'm not a big fan of the strip.
Well, I like the strip, but at certain times, and to go over to a comedy show, I like to get off the strip. Anyways, here's another thing. What are we calling it? A mini tour?
Your mini tour, the thing you're going to be doing in Minnesota?
Go back
Indiana.
Up. Just look how cute I am. Can you go back up a little bit for my photo? I mean, for a chubby bald guy, I don't think you can get much cuter than that. I don't think it's possible.
It's downright cartoonish.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, the
it's like
lip.
A Pixar.
Look at those lips.
Yeah.
I mean, look at those eyebrows. I've never had my eyebrows done.
You could play Joe Coy's brother.
Anyways. So scroll down.
It's a great show. Joe Coy and his fat brother. That's a great show. Wait, what?
April 5th, Shakespeare's in Kalamazoo. Tiger Room, April 6th, Fort Wayne. April 7th, Planet Ant Theater in Hamtramck. What is it?
Yeah, Hamtramck.
I don't like
Hamtramck. That's what the other guy said was Hamtramck.
Yeah, it's all in Michigan and one in Indiana. Fort Wayne, this tickets are selling, but get them now. It's going to be sold out. Tickets are selling right now, but they got a big walk-up thing on Friday and Saturday, so get your tickets now. And also, one more thing, Patreon, right? Mm-hmm. I just did my Patreon. I did my Live from the Shed with Matt Serra. I just saw the Matt Serra. He's so cool, man. He's he UFC former champion, beat George St. Pierre for the belt. He's just got a great story. From Long Island, he's the first black belt to ever be given a black belt by Henzo Gracie.
Get out.
Yeah.
No, by Henzo?
Dude, shut up. That's big.
I know.
It's real big.
They do that fucking...
But here's the thing. His debut in the UFC, he got knocked the fuck out with a spinning back fist. And it was like, you know, most people, that'd be it. This guy came back, went into the house, won the UFC show on when it was on Spike, and then came and won the belt from George St. Pierre, which is, he's the GOAT. He beat George St. Pierre, who's the GOAT, I mean, I think, of UFC. And he beat him. He was so funny. Came on the show, came up to the shed. It was awesome.
Is UFC the same as MMA?
I gotta go. Can I leave the show? Can I walk out of this?
Oh, MMA is what
I'm
they
just gonna
do
my Patreon show one-on-ones.
MMA is what they do on UFC.
Nearly quit last week.
Right? Oh God, mixed martial arts.
Isn't there two different though?
No.
Isn't there two, like wrestling has two?
What?
Yeah, they have different leagues. Yes, different leagues.
That's what I'm saying.
No, and that's not what you said. Tim, can you help me?
I'm still thinking about Joe Coy, you. You need a third character. You need somebody trans. So you got to get something in
there. We can get you transitioning.
Yes.
But it takes 8 seasons. The last season, you're finally a beautiful woman.
They already have the fully transitioned me. It's called Roseanne, and it's doing 18 million an episode right now.
She did 25 million in her first episode.
Huge.
Her first
episode. The biggest debut in recent memory. I think they were saying since 2006,
but
for a sitcom, something crazy.
It's the crazy, but not even that. The biggest. Now they do live that night.
Yeah.
Then they do +3, +7, +9s.
What's that?
Which is
What is that?
That is the people who watched it 3 days later, 7 days later, nine people who watch it because people DVR now.
Yeah.
So you can't just tape. A lot of people don't watch it that night. They'll watch it later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Broke the record for those.
Wow.
So she broke the record for live and then broke the record for DVR.
ABC renewed it for a second season off one episode.
Of course.
Yeah. I heard it was funny, though. I heard it was really funny.
I heard it was good.
Very funny.
Yeah, I heard it was very funny.
Yeah.
Here's, you know, it's great that she's back.
And I thought it was interesting to have somebody like Roseanne, who I remember from childhood, explain to me why someone would vote for Trump. And like, show me that.
Well, you know what she did
it on the show.
Yeah,
she did it on the
show. They're Trump supporters, and there's like a conflict within the family, and I found it very interesting because I'm like, oh, of course they're poor, they're like working class.
Yeah, but it wasn't done in a cheesy way. It wasn't like the lead character voted for Hillary and some side person voted for Trump, but they somehow reached it. The main fucking person in the show who really did vote for Trump in real life was like, yeah, this is real. I'm not.
I think it's a rebuke to the people that think that there's not a market, or that the only market for comedy should be in aggressively pushing progressive politics. You know, because there is a market for that. You have SNL's relevant again for the first time in a long time. Stephen Colbert's show, the ratings went up. CNN, all of those guys are getting a bump from resisting Trump and doing all of that. There's a show called The President Show, which, by the way, if Roseanne, people go, oh, this normalizes Trump. It's a show. You have a show called The President Show on Comedy Central. You have a cartoon from Stephen Colbert. So if Trump is really Hitler, which is what everyone's saying, is it really appropriate to make a cartoon about,
you're making a lot of money off Hitler.
Yeah, there's 60 million people that voted for the guy. Yeah. They want to be entertained, and a quarter of them, which is absurd, or almost half of them, watched Roseanne.
Well, no, but besides Trump supporters, I'm sure Hillary supporters watched.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, to see, you know, And also, too, there's a lot of specials that these comics are doing just about Trump.
Yeah.
What do you call one Screen Actors Guild award with the dog?
Triumph.
Smigel.
Yeah.
Because when you were just talking, it was so, yeah. It was almost inspiring. It was like,
well, this beautiful political
thing. And then when he talks, what's the thing's name? It's like, oh boy.
No. Now, look, I'm not going to come in here and take abuse. I'm just saying that. Wanda's on there too.
No, that's one last comic. I think.
No,
it's not.
No,
she's a writer. You got Whitney Cummings, who is the showrunner, I believe. Yeah. She produced. She got the whole thing together. Wanda's one of the writers, and I believe the other guy to the right. Who is that? I forget his name. What's his name?
I'm trying to find out.
He'll find out. But yeah, she. John Goodman, Wanda Sykes, Whitney Cummings.
The one was in Potter.
Yeah, it's funny, but yeah, it's unbelievable. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, man.
I love it because it's finally having comedy that's controversial, that's not just force feeding these people what they want so nobody tweets a bad tweet.
Yeah. Somebody had a great point that, like, the edgiest comedian is a 6-year-old woman who has a multi-cam sitcom on ABC. Yeah. You know, David Angelo had the tweet.
But she was the edgiest comedian back then.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
She was called an asshole, a bitch, because she wanted to do it the right way.
Right.
Because they were fucking her. They were fucking her back then.
Right.
And and she said, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And she got this, she's hard to work with, blah, 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 blah. But her show was a hit.
Yeah.
And then she went away. We called her crazy. We called her fucking lunatic.
She has said some reckless stuff.
Of course she does.
She's out of control. She's a comic. She's a comedian. I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Yeah. Yes, comics are supposed to say reckless shit.
I agree.
And get in trouble and go, I fucked up. It's okay to say sorry if that's what you think.
Yeah.
And it's okay not to.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin,
I think she gave a fuck because she was so abused as a child and their family fucking turned on her so hard. It's like, what the fuck are you going to do to her? She doesn't give a fuck. Are you her mother? Is she three?
Is that your story or is that Roseanne's?
I'm just relating.
I listened to Kathy today on Stern.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, great, great fucking interview. It was just a great interview.
You know what? Everybody turned her because, first of all, she has this crazy fucking smile that she puts on. She says the fucking meanest. Men are fucking assholes. They're coming to get me. Fucking all men suck. And you're like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Here's the thing.
I like Kathy Griffin, too. I liked her comedy because she just went up and told stories of shit that happened to her, and I thought that was all right.
She's great, but here's the deal. You either believe that people shouldn't lose their livelihood or you don't. Mm-hmm. So when Laura Ingraham on Fox News says something about one of the Parkland people, that's wrong. She shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
But then people gleefully cheer that she's losing her livelihood and that people are abandoning her. When the SNL writer says something about Barron Trump and she gets put on a hiatus, that's an outrage. I mean, it's like Barron Trump, she said something that's an outrage, but it's okay when somebody says something that I don't agree with to lose their livelihood and get fired. You can't do that. So I'm for Kathy. Yeah. I'm for Roseanne. I'm for the chick who made a joke about Trump's kid. Yeah. I'm for everybody to say reckless shit, to not lose their livelihood, because I want those people defending me. I want the same courtesy.
But here's the thing, though. It's not the people. It's the fucking companies. If the companies weren't such pussies, and they were like, we're sponsoring them, and we know what we're getting into, and hey, we're going to take shit for it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Well, they don't stick up for their talent. When you're hiring a Laura Ingraham, or you're hiring a Tracy Morgan or Ann Coulter, they're all outspoken.
I love that show. I would watch that show every night. Laura Ingraham, Tracy Morgan, Ann Coulter.
I only do Tracy in it.
No, it's true. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, the shit they said about Ann Coulter. What they did to her on that roast.
Right.
That was an assassination.
It was the Ann Coulter roast.
It was an assassination.
It's true.
But she does.
I mean, she was called a cunt.
Yeah. Repeatedly. 20 times.
But on TV, and not one feminist.
None.
Yeah. Not one fucking. And I don't care what you believe. If you have a vagina and you believe women shouldn't be abused, you should have fucking stood up and said that. All right, guys, you go.
Well, also I back in the day.
Could you imagine if they did that to anybody else?
The feminist party back in the day, and I'm talking around the
when
Clinton,
it started.
No, about around the Clinton administration was just, in my opinion,
Voss started the feminist party,
the Democratic Party, because. When Monica Lewinsky and all that stuff went down with Clinton, no one stood up for her from the feminist party.
Yeah, no one stands up for a lot of people.
And
oh,
because
shit.
Well, it's true because they decide. Do we go with politics or do we go with? Do you see what? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, 100%.
Huh?
100%. My whole thing is like I think that it's very tough to hear comics saying that Roseanne shouldn't have a platform because she said stuff they don't agree with or that they think she's like uniquely
who says
dangerous.
That? Can you tell me?
There's a lot of comedians like, that say stuff like
but,
that.
But of importance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Camille Nanjiani and Sarah Silverman had an argument about it on Twitter. Sarah was taking, I think, the pro Roseanne. He was against it. It was a civil discussion. Yeah. Good discussion.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean,
but it was a good discussion. I'm not. My whole thing is like, I always look at other comics and go, why are you limiting speech?
It's crazy.
Why are you drawing a line around what can and can't be said?
Some of us can't say certain words.
Yeah. Well, that's whatever. But I'm.
Those are the same comics that were against Louis too. So
yeah, why are you cheering?
Nothing on that joke.
Somebody losing
nice fucking,
their life.
Nice hot Voss joke and nobody nothing.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Somebody can't say certain words.
I didn't know that was directed.
Oh, okay.
That was all too real, Buffy.
Sorry.
I think Bobby should lose his livelihood for that.
I'm too good of an actor.
I think we should get him. I hope they all drop.
His name was Bruce Helford, by the way. He was a co-creator of the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, there you go. But he's huge in the business.
Yeah.
He's a big showrunner.
Good friend of mine.
Is he really?
No.
Oh, I wish I was.
He didn't even recognize him.
You have no idea who he is.
Maybe he didn't have his wig on.
Yeah.
You know what? When comics throw other comics under the bus, it's just going to full circle and come around to them.
Yeah, it always does.
When and they're then, so self-righteous.
I wasn't sure. I was just trying to make a joke about you. What? I wasn't throwing you under the bus.
No, I'm not.
I know, it was another joke.
No,
this whole show's failing.
No.
We got fucking Tim Dillon turning this to fucking part in the Sunday morning press. Jesus Christ. Yeah, one time, the just shut up, Tim. Make a joke, you fat fuck.
No. Listen, I'm fighting a war.
Hang on. I want to do this ad for a second here. We have something to bring up.
I'm hungry.
You're always hungry.
The best podcasts are not funny.
That's not true.
That is true.
No, that's
the
not
big
true.
Numbers aren't funny.
Yeah,
big numbers. I'm trying to get you big numbers. I'm trying to get you Rogan numbers. I'm trying to bring in scientists here.
Please.
Figuring out where Bigfoot is.
He's getting ready to do an ad.
No, he means
that was a joke. I did a joke.
He did one too.
All right.
You both did one. Finally, the fucking show podcast is funny. I'd rather have no listeners than fucking people doing this. Anyways,
yeah, but, you know,
Brooklinen.com, Voss. Do you know what sheets are? You must.
I
you like sheets?
We got those.
Do you really?
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're amazing sheets. I have them too.
I got them. When I sleep downstairs, I use those ones.
Why do you sleep downstairs?
We'll talk about it on April 10th.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, we'll talk.
So you
about
have new. Oh my God! Can I talk about this too?
No, and I got something we told you about on your last podcast.
Can we talk about the sheets though? Because they just came out with a new higher level sheet that is so amazing.
Yes. The Brooklinen sheets are amazing. They sent me a pair, and then I actually bought a couple pairs. And for Christmas, I bought a bunch of people Brooklinen sheets. People were like, oh sheets. It's one of those gifts. Oh sheets. And then a month later, dude. Those sheets are fucking great.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's like the best gift that you don't even know it's a good gift until you actually put it on your bed. You spend a third of your life in there. You might as well be comfortable. Brooklinen.com, the best and most comfortable sheets on the planet. And there's no big markups. So you're not spending $500,000-$600,000 for these sheets. You got to upgrade your life, upgrade your routine, helps you feel better, more well-rested every single day. It was founded in 2014 by a husband and wife team, which is always nice, Vicky and Rich Fullup. Their philosophy, the most beautiful bedding, comfortable, and home essentials with no crazy prices. And they did it right there, $189 for a whole thing. $189. All-season down comforter at $300. Bang. There you go. Brooklinen Sheets, named winner of the best of online betting category, Good Housekeeping. They have 12,000 awesome, holy five-star reviews. This is an amazing country. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets if you're a fan of mine. Right now, I got a good deal for you at Brooklinen.com. These sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. I have them. Brooklinen.com, the exclusive offer to my listeners right now. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. Just go to the website, pick out your sheets, and at the end, when you want the promo code WHATDUDE, Brooklinen is so comfortable and so confident that it's you're going to love these sheets. 60 nights free. Guaranteed. If you don't like them, send them back. They have a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. The only way to get that 20% off is to use, and free shipping, to use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, code WHATDUDE. Woo! I think you're right about that shit.
What one?
Really? You don't remember your point you were making?
Oh, yeah. That everything comes in full circle, are you saying? Or that one? Or No, I just think when comics... When comics go after other comics...
Then what? About the not first, even 3 minutes?
I forgot what we were talking about. You know, over the... you know, freedom of speech. Where are you going to draw the line with what... Look, I love... I love...
I was literally talking about sleeping downstairs your wife.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that right now. No, I want to get back to comics because I just... I don't agree with every comic's political views or what they do on stage, but I'm not going to go after them.
What happened, though? What happened? I mean, were comics back in the day where there's so few of them that and so few successful ones that they didn't even cross paths?
There was no internet.
To where they were, yeah, there was. I know there was no internet, there was no Twitter, social media, but what the fuck happened where... It's like, why are we fighting out in public over free speech or what should be said or who talks to who or what show? I don't understand.
What happened to comedy is kind of what happened to jazz. Jazz was kind of invaded by intellectuals. They were invaded by professors. It was invaded by people that learned about jazz from books and didn't really learn about it from playing music in a bar. Like, you guys learned about comedy from doing actual comedy. You have a lot of people now that critique comedy, that blog about comedy, that just sit on social media all day, that call themselves comedians. But they actually don't go in front of an audience, craft jokes. They don't do any of that. So they're kind of coming from this outsider perspective. They don't know that a lot of times when you make a joke, you have to be wrong before you're right. You have to see where the line is. You have to offend people. You have to do all this stuff. So they're looking at it from this academic perspective, and they're trying to clear the path for people that are mediocre and unfunny.
It's funny that you said this.
That's it.
Steve Jobs said the same thing about Apple.
Me and him are very on the same page about most shit.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But he did. He said the same thing. Once the intellectuals come in, somewhat the same thing. Once they come in, once the ad people come in, the money people come
right.
in, creativity dies.
Yeah.
And
context is
destroyed. I feel
like
that's a different point. I think, comedy's not a hotbed of mental health.
What do you mean?
It's a bunch of fucked up people trying to get validation from other people who need validation.
No, but what he's saying is that once
there's so many more of them now, and everybody wants to be famous.
But once these intellectuals come in and start making it something, you know, more than it is, and it's like, okay, there's a guy on stage. Whatever the fuck he's doing, he's trying to make people laugh.
Right, and they go, no, this
which is what jazz is.
This is a way to speak truth to power, to dismantle oppressive hierarchies. By the way, it's not, and it doesn't work. If it worked, Trump wouldn't have won, because every fucking celebrity in the world said, don't vote for him. And 60 million people did.
Every single one of them.
So the reality is,
there's two that said, vote for him.
Right, Dennis Miller and Roseanne.
Maybe three. Okay. Three. What's his name?
John Voight.
Oh, no. Voight, no, four now.
Okay.
What's the other guy?
We're going to get to eight.
Who's the other guy?
I don't know, but that
fucking crazy guy.
What do you call it?
Who is he? God, I even forget. He's such a great actor.
Who, James Wood?
James Woods.
Okay, well,
but he's done too. He's kind of like, I haven't seen him in anything.
No, they're not going to put him in anything.
But he hasn't been in anything even before the election.
He hasn't been in it.
He was in Ray Donovan, and he was fantastic in it. He played Whitey Bulger guy
on
Ray
Donovan,
and he's fucking...
I love that you love Showtime shows. They're the worst shows.
You're
Ray Donovan,
mind.
Billions, these are schlocky,
you think Billions,
horseshit
all right,
shows.
Hang on one second.
They're so badly
first
written.
Of all...
Billions, I like winning. I like sports. I'm Bobby Axelrada. I love sports and winning. That's why I like sports, because there's winning. It's like,
that's
4-year-olds?
I do like Homeland.
That's not true. That's not true.
No. Ray Donovan is about four Irish brothers from Boston who all got molested by this. Same priest.
If you're gonna filibust me, I don't know what you're just gonna keep yapping over me. I'm trying to talk to you.
Go.
You just went off a fucking tangent about things that I like.
Okay.
And then I'm just going, no, you're right, Tim. You're fucking right. Some fucking asshole from Long Island. You're right.
All right.
Go fuck yourself. It's based on your personal life. You hate those guys. No wonder you hate those guys. I know why you hate these fucking guys. You don't like that fucking. But if that's like saying if there was a show about a bunch of girls who knitted that was a hit, I'd be like, this is bullshit, I don't like it. I think on Billions is actually pretty fucking good. I really do.
First of all.
For me, I think it's very good.
For you,
and
it
I think the acting
good.
Is amazing.
I like those
Billions.
Guys, by the way.
I think Ray Donovan has had great seasons, has had bad seasons.
Bobby,
but I
Ray
like
Donovan
show.
Is about four brothers from Boston mm-hmm. who were molested by a priest and then moved to Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a hot show.
It is
it's
the stupidest
hot show.
It was written by a mentally retarded person.
No, it was
do
not.
Do you know that? Ray Donovan was written by somebody who's mentally retarded.
Well, why can't mentally handicapped?
It was a mentally handicapped person.
First of all, it's mentally handicapped. Why can't they write
stuff? It was a mentally handicapped person.
That's not true.
I swear to God.
It's not true.
It was a mentally handicapped person.
That's not true.
They won awards for it, Bobby.
He's not mentally handicapped. Where is he?
The writer of Ray Donovan is mentally handicapped.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Please don't
type
it.
Why would you type it in?
I said check it.
Listen,
he's wrong.
This is his thing. This is what Tim does. He just fucking screams and yells at you, and you think it's the shit. He's an idiot.
I like him.
I'm on your side.
I like him.
I don't.
Do you like him? Ray Donovan Ryder. What was his name? Who's the writer? Bring him up.
No, it's Ann Bitterman. She's not retarded. I'm
you
joking.
Don't like, you don't like
no,
Homeland? Homeland is great.
Homeland's okay.
Homeland was great. Ray Donovan was great.
Ann Bitterman.
And fucking, and Billions is fucking
like
great.
Billions is not great.
It's fucking great.
Compared to The Sopranos and The Wire, it's great. Are you crazy?
Yeah, first of all, great. I wasn't comparing.
Bobby.
And compare
them. What is compare them.
The Shield, The Sopranos, and The Wire.
I'm not
going to
shout the fuck over you. Just shut the fuck up, Tim.
Why are you so angry?
Because I'm trying to talk and you just keep yammering.
Okay, talk.
What the fuck? You know, quiet podcasts are the most popular ones. Let me have your popular podcast once, you fat fuck.
Hey. He's not from Long Island.
I can say fat fuck.
He's not from Long Island.
Listen.
I'm from Boston.
Shut up. He's not from Boston.
I'm not from Boston. I'm from Long Island.
He's from Long Island, you piece of
originally?
Shit.
Originally?
I would never fucking vouch for this piece of shit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen, Tim.
I'm listening.
I was
Tim.
Wrong.
You go on these fucking rants. You just start yelling and screaming. I know that's your thing, but you have fucking four other people in the room. Could you just let's take a breath and say your thing and then just have a discussion?
I'm listening.
No, now you're listening because I had to fucking slap you in the face with tone.
I'm listening.
Jesus,
other.
You fucking oof.
There's five There's other no people way. In the room.
We're not. This is what you do, and this is what you're a fucking asshole about because you trick people into fucking thinking that they're wrong and they're not. You're saying that I said that I'm comparing it. I said they're good shows. You never said, is it better than The Sopranos or The Wire? I never compared them to those shows.
Okay.
Nor would I compare a movie that I was talking about that I liked to fucking The God. I would never say Tremors 2 is better than The Godfather 2. I never said that.
Godfather
if you're comparing 3. The two shows, I might have a conversation and maybe lean towards what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're saying. I think... personally, which art is fucking personal, okay? It's not you're right and I'm wrong. I think the shows that I like Ray Donovan, is some of it cheesy? Yeah. And I first to admit, I like cheesy TV. USA Network is my motherfucker, okay?
Yeah.
Psych, favorite show. Monk, favorite show. I have no problem with fucking cheesy TV, but I think Billions is a fucking great show. I happen to like it, and I don't think the writing is shitty. I think the writing is pretty fucking good. Maybe I'm stupider than you, which I'm fine with. That's fine. Maybe you're a highly intelligent writer because I've never read any of your shit yet, Tim, but I would imagine that it's amazingly holy shit writing. I mean, Wire status, because I've never read your shit. I've seen some of your acting and it's, oh my God.
I
mean, Pacino, look the fuck out, because you're not an overactor at all.
I apologize.
What?
When you said the show was great, I think
you
great.
Fucking lost your mind.
No, I didn't lose my mind.
You
think
just said I compared it to The Wire and The God
and I do think he is smarter than you.
I do too.
Listen, here's the deal. No, I'm not.
In certain things.
I'm not.
Certain things.
Listen, I don't think I'm smarter than him. This is my point. My point is this. You said the show was great.
Right. I said it was great.
When you say the word great, to me, great means something. And great means the best shows. That's what I was saying. I'm sorry. I apologize.
The best show. I didn't say it was the best show on TV. I never, shut up. You can apologize, dumb.
I apologize.
That's why your career is where it is, because you never apologize.
Listen, I'm saying sorry.
Why do you keep saying sorry?
I accept it.
There we go.
What I'm saying is, I never said it was the best show. I said it's a great show. I think it's a great show.
I've watched Billions. I watched the show.
I love it. I fucking love Billions.
Yeah.
I would pick Billions over Ray Donovan.
But you're also friends with the people that make it.
I'm not friends with
people that are in it.
I'm not friends with Ray Donovan. Look, I'm friends with one person in Billions. Dan Soda.
Okay.
And
that's
also,
it. And I've met
the creator.
Brian.
Yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
But I met him. We talked really for the first time 2 weeks ago.
You want Billions?
Okay, so it's not even that. I've loved the show from the beginning.
And when you say something like, I don't like Billions because of the type of guy in Billions, I worked in finance. I have no problem with the type of... I think.
But, you know what's going on. Maybe you know more insight, or maybe you're like, well, this is what you said the show was. Yeah. I like women and I like money. Fuck you. I'm Axelrod.
I think the writing is not on par with other shows. I don't think any Showtime show is truly on par with HBO shows.
I disagree. What show on HBO right now is the motherfucker? What?
Oh, right now?
Right now.
Game of Thrones is pretty damn good.
Okay, one show. What else? Every 3 years we get to see that. But every 3 years we get to see Game of Thrones. But I agree with you. I think Game of Thrones is an amazing show. Yeah. What other show?
Well, no, I mean, I think, again, it's not.
What other show?
You said Silicon Valley.
Deadwood was great.
I'm talking right now. Showtime has better
content.
Showtime has better content than HBO right now.
Well, you call it content, and I don't disagree with you. I think it is content.
No,
you called it art before. Let's call it content.
Well, look,
and I agree with you now.
They call our stand-up art, okay? And you can laugh at that.
I'm just saying, let's call Ray Donovan content, and I absolutely agree with you.
I think that Ray Donovan...
It's the best cat video on television.
I think Ray Donovan, and I'm cool with you not liking it, but I'm not cool with you fucking calling me a moron for liking it.
I never said you were a moron. Eh. I said the show is objectively retarded.
Yeah, you said that... First of all, you almost had my guy... Google retarded writer.
But that was funny, Bobby. That's hilarious.
Really
Bobby, that's a great bit. I'm trying to be funny.
But I mean, but here's a serious question, and this has nothing to do with TV. But how, in what context can we call you a moron? I mean, because there is a point in the day. Look, just every network has a great, you know, USA has the Tupac. Don't they have the Tupac?
Just extra big keys.
When he started to look it up, why is that crying?
If there's just a key, someone behind with these big keys.
Dexter was horrible.
They're not even letters, just pictures of things.
Typing with his tongue.
Homeland's great.
Listen, Dexter.
Homeland's great.
I didn't.
The Americans is phenomenal. The Americans, that's where it's at.
The Americans,
you think the American?
I watch every season. The Americans is really great. The first season was
great.
Beyond great.
House of Cards, schlocky. It's schlocky.
Listen.
That's my point. Sorry.
I know.
How come you, can I ask a really serious question?
Yes.
How come you haven't done, someone hasn't hired you to do an impression of Trump?
I don't do a good impression of Trump.
You literally just were, I mean, physically, physically.
It's just me. Bobby, it's just me.
But you,
leaders often seem like the same person.
You are a leader. I think you're a leader.
I do.
I think you're a leader into fucking diabetes.
We better hope I'm not a leader.
Anyways.
Oh, boy.
I love Showtime.
See, Ray Donovan.
I think Ray Donovan.
We bailed on it halfway through it. And I wanted to go back to it, but Bonnie wouldn't go back to it.
Bonnie's very smart.
Yeah.
She is. I love Bonnie.
Of course you do. She's a fag hag. Why wouldn't you love her?
No,
fucking clamoring around her like fucking kittens, all of you fucking guys.
Wait, what did Bonnie
we love Bonnie.
Of the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I don't think we watched it.
Oh, my God. Watch it.
And it's about the comedian. It's punchline as a sitcom, right?
No, it's actually about...
a lady who did comedy. Her husband wanted to be a comic.
All right, you keep going.
I
was going to tell. No, it's not.
The person
not.
Who asked the question will make the answer also.
Yeah, he asks the question, then he answers it. When he asked
How
us the question.
How come you're at war with everybody? What's wrong with you today?
I was going to tell you, but you wouldn't let me fucking tell you.
Go ahead.
You said move on. We talked about it already.
What's that?
I'm not at war. Because you have to be with this fuck.
I know.
Because he will fucking just talk, and then you just sit there, and then you're like, all my shows suck, and go home to my wife. Honey, we can't watch our shows anymore,
Bobby,
because Tim won't fucking like us.
Because
Tim thinks you're a fucking moron. If you think, and there's a retarded guy, right? Did you know there's a retard writing Ray Donovan?
There is?
I didn't know that.
I
heard something like that.
You guys are so emotionally intelligent.
Fucking Christ.
I love you, Bobby. I apologize. Apologize for my actions.
And then he's accusing me of saying it's better than The Wire. That's on record.
Why did you say
that's
that?
How people get accused of shit.
Yeah.
Now some fucking going to hell fan that wouldn't exist if I didn't exist. Fucking cocksucker. You heard me.
Yeah.
Fucking listen to this fucking right wing fucking toot sweet, and I gotta fucking deal with you. Bob Kelly thinks The Wire, Ray Donovan's better than The Wires and The Sopranos, which I don't. I never said
that.
That's
the best show in history for you.
Best show in history, Gilligan's Island.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I respect that. I respect that. I respect your views.
I'm going to fucking stand up for myself. And he yells. I don't like fucking yelling. I was trying not to yell.
I did not.
I asked him not to filibuster. You're a filibuster.
I project.
You're a filibuster.
He is.
You are. You're a filibuster.
I don't believe so.
I'm going to agree with
you. You will go off on tangents.
I miss Red Eye. I loved it. It was the only thing I was ever on. I loved it.
You know what I loved about
me and Bonnie used to do Red Eye. We were great.
Of course you did.
It was the best.
Of course you did. Why don't you get a show in the East Village? Both wear boas and come out and do your fucking shit comedy.
Excuse me.
Bunch of fucking fruits. Listen to me. Well, I wanted to talk about, because it goes into all this shit, is that you, she's on the show. It was supposed to be you two.
What?
It was supposed to be you two, but Rebecca, I met her at Hartford Funny Bone. She was emceeing, I believe, right?
How'd you get in there?
She was emceeing.
The owner's a fan of Billions.
Is that what I think it's a fucking great show. Fuck you.
Yeah, I watch it every episode. I'm a huge fan of Dan, and you know.
Has he got a big part now?
You don't think it's a good episode. You don't think it's a good show.
I said I watch every episode. No, it's not a good... If you measure it to the shows like The Americans, The Wire, The Sopranos, really great writing.
How can you sit there and just measure shows to other shows?
Because you're going
to...
Because
would you... If you like something and it shoots your fan... Who gives a fuck?
Billions is very watchable and very fun.
Yes, it's a great show.
That's good.
Great show.
So was Wonderama.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Okay.
Great show.
Okay.
If Dan gets killed off of it... Are you going to stop watching it?
No, I support my friends.
If he gets arrested and kicked off the show,
no,
this year,
I'll watch.
Are you going to watch season three?
No, I'll watch it because I'm in hotel rooms all day. What am I going to do? Work out?
Season 4.
No, I'm going to watch the show.
Okay. Did he get a bigger part? We bailed
after
the first half.
I actually, Bobby, I don't have Showtime anytime. Can I borrow your, because I don't have cable, can I borrow your password so I can watch it this season?
You can't, but you know what you can do? Come over on Sunday nights.
Okay,
every
can
Sunday.
Can I please?
Yeah.
All right.
Every Sunday.
This whole thing was a way to get
we have dinner.
Dawn make me dinner in this work. You see how it all comes together?
We have dinner every Sunday night around 6 o'clock. Me and you will go in the shed, we'll hang out, smoke a cigar.
I'll be eating a lasagna next Sunday and I'll just look at Bobby and wink at him and go, I won.
I love Ray Donovan.
I gotta give a quick shout out. James S. Watson, Greg Berkowitz, and Lawrence Kidder. These are people who are $25 members of my channel. You guys are amazing. I want to give you a big shout out right now. Thank you for joining.
Yeah. Matt Sarah episode. Patreon.
You didn't my Patreon. That. What's that?
You didn't finish doing the Patreon.
Oh, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Brand new one-on-one with Liz, the manager, GM of The Cellar. We did over in front of The Cellar on Friday night in my car. It was a great one-on-one. I didn't know all the shit about her. How she got hired. She was a bartender at the Pussycat.
Whoa.
I didn't even know that. Then she quit, and then why she came back. Very interesting. It's up there for only members of my channel, so please make sure to join. And then I got Matt Sarah's. You do. What's in it? What is it?
Patreon.com/Voss and Bonnie.
That's great. Great channel.
You know what's great about the Patreon?
I have a channel. I don't have Patreon. I have a channel.
What do you mean you have a channel?
What's the gold thing you have going on there?
What is it? Oh, when I reach 750 Patreons, I'm going to do a bang bang. I should do it with you.
Yes,
wanna do a bang bang?
Absolutely.
Want to do it with us?
What
you
the fuck
can't.
Is
you
a bang
can't.
Bang.
Me and you do it.
What is
eat
it?
A meal,
oh,
me
and
then you. Eat another meal.
We eat a whole meal and then we eat another meal.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. You
I
and
can't
me and
do
you.
It. Thursday. Sure.
I could out eat you. I could out eat you.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Do you throw up in between?
No, you don't. No, you can't. You can if you want.
Wait, what's totally it? You eat two meals? What's the big deal?
You eat.
I do that all the time.
You eat two meals and the thing came unplugged, Zach.
What happened? You eat two meals and so.
This whole thing shut down, Zach.
What, the whole podcast?
The thing came out. I kicked the thing yelling at... No, we're good, right? Everything's good, right? It's unplugged right there. Just scratch down it. Plug
is
that
he
in.
A young Hasidic?
Is he? No, he's... I think you're Puerto Rican, right? Or Dominican? What are you?
Palestinian, Mexican, and Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's everything. Oh, yeah, wow. I wanted to touch all the bells on this show, so in case someone comes after me. You used to have white guys and white girls on this show. I have him, and then I got a Mexican. And then I have Gabby, the whitest. She's literally... was born from a unicorn.
So if you want advice on your new look. So.
What happened? Are we done? Do we have to start over?
The audio's
oh, so anyways, we, the Patreon thing is great. Anyways, we have, you came on the show today. She wasn't going to be on the show. And then, and this kind of goes into people saying shit and stuff happening. She said, you know, the show is booked and Gabby's been doing such a great, Gabby and Mike have been doing such a great booking the show the last few months. Mm. We're booked weeks ahead of time. So she's like, look, I haven't been on. I'm like, well, you know, this is what it is. And she goes, I hope it's not because of, what did you say?
Oh, I don't know if Tim remembers, but he told me I should quit comedy and made fun of me for trying to defend myself. But I was falsely accused of rape, and that wasn't fucking funny to me.
That was not funny to me.
Everybody's like, oh, she's not funny. No, I'm being falsely accused of rape. It's not funny.
All right, stop. You're coming
Thank
out of the...
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
I should quit comedy.
Wait a minute. Stop.
I don't know that you do comedy, number one. Number two...
Exactly.
I have no idea. You did a podcast with Luis Gomez.
Why would that be funny? You consented to do a podcast
with Luis Gomez... about the rape accusation. That was the way you chose to defend yourself, going on a podcast with somebody, with Lewis, and then you said something funny that we made fun of. You said after Casey Anthony's life got better, which was the funniest thing that I'd ever heard, and me and Lewis and Zach made fun of that statement because we thought it was funny, but I don't care if you do. I might have said quit comedy, but I don't.
He's told me to quit comedy.
And I didn't mean I quit watching Ray Donovan. But
now you fucked up Ray Donovan.
Here's the deal. I never said you were a rape. I didn't say anything like that.
I care about being called unfunny when I'm trying to defend my life.
You were accused of raping someone.
Oh,
stop.
A guy or a girl?
Stop.
Just shut the fuck up.
I'm asking.
Tell the story. You come out of the fucking gate, honey, shooting at poor Tim.
I've just been holding it back for
Yeah, but
like
we're not on a
hour.
Bus right now. There's people listening. You need to back the fuck up and tell us the story. Tell us what happened. I met you twice.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've ever fucking talked to you in person. You didn't yell at me. You yelled at my fucking good friend Tim. People are listening. Do you understand that right now? There's like a lot of people. They don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
So just tell them what the fuck you're talking about.
Last year,
we can start screaming at Tim.
Okay, sorry. last year
being
I
an
took,
elitist fucking pig.
I'm an alcoholic, as I think all of us are in this room.
Well, it's called Anonymous, but go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm not good at that part.
Who the fuck outs everybody?
Thank God
I'm not gay.
What the fuck?
We're all gay in this room. I told you that in confidence.
Not a good hang, apparently.
Okay. Bye.
I took a break from comedy.
Yes.
After a really bad drunk where I ended up in the psych ward for a day. And then Christmas, fine, I'm Jewish. And then I came back to comedy. I did Skank Fest, and I was like, I'm going to start doing comedy again.
Yeah.
It was great. 2 days later, I got a call that I was banned from the Creek. I was off this show. I was banned from this. That somebody had pressed police charges against me. That I had raped someone with a rubber glove.
Right.
And I left a piece of an acrylic fingernail inside of me, which is like...
Inside
I
of them
never
or you?
Inside of them.
Yeah.
I would never wear an acrylic fingernail.
Not when you're raping.
I haven't worn acrylic fingernail. Like, that's some 1999 prom shit. And then leave it?
Wait a second.
Then they're like, they didn't have your real last name. And I'm like, oh, cool. Do you know that's my Facebook link? Like, so if you just Google Rebecca Rush, Rebecca Lucenti comes up. And they're like, also, I was like, go ahead, while you're telling me this, look through all my pictures ever. I've never worn acrylic nails.
Right.
And also, the cops aren't after me. And then I was like, all right, I'll prove that I'm not, like, being arrested by going to Bali for a month because I'm that white. And they're like, then they just kept changing the story. They're like, the DA says this just isn't a case that we can win. And this woman I used to do a comedy festival with is still on this story where she will call people and be like, she needs to be taken off that show. She's an abuser. And that, and it was just like, I'm a ghost. If I see some of these women, they will look around me. With their eyes, like.
Right.
But I don't know. Can I have a quick question? I don't know a lot about female on female rape, but and I'm not trying to. But if you were to do that, why would you finger the person? Wouldn't you grab her hand to finger you?
Why would that be enjoyable to me?
Like,
I'm a pillow princess. I don't get it. I'm not like doing the work.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
how is that fun to anyone?
So glad you're not on a jury.
Seriously, you get it. How is that enjoyable? Like,
yes, like,
wouldn't I be smothering their face or something with my pussy? Like, wouldn't that be the raping?
I would imagine. I don't know a lot about Like I said, female and female. And
right? But what are they accused of doing? Look, rape is such, that's a big holy shit,
you
dome
know,
of a word.
You can't just believe women. Women are people and people lie.
But you could shoot
But there's
that
a lot
person.
Of stuff. On how?
No, I went to the lawyer.
How, does my mic work?
What,
does it work at all? Does it work
Sorry.
At all? Does it fucking work? Do you have a conversation? How do you, are they saying that you grabbed somebody, took them somewhere? What is the thing that they're, were you with a girl and she said you're kissing
there
and
is
she
no
said
girl.
No? Okay. But what I'm saying is, what's the story? Because there's a, you know, when you say rape, you picture, you know, is it death wish rape? You know, is it on a pinball machine rape? Is it, there's a lot of different abuse. You know, there's a lot of that goes under that. Were you with a girl and you were trying to kiss her and she said no and
no.
you said fuck you and
no.
you started finger blasting
no.
her? Were you on top? Were you holding
no.
her down?
There's no actual person.
There's no
actual,
story.
There's no date. There's no time. There's no place. There's no person.
There's no story.
But who made the accusation?
They just said rape.
This girl that runs a comedy festival said she's making it on behalf of these other people and she's... Oh. It's on behalf of this made-up person that nobody's ever met in life.
Can you know
literally
this just
nobody.
What's the person's name?
The person
what,
that made
what did
it
you
up?
Say?
Corey Spencer.
What did you say?
I know this is my mole.
And then I think you did a podcast to defend yourself with Lewis and Dave.
And then I fucking made a video blog that was so heinous.
And then
horrible.
We made fun of the video
it
blog. And
so
I mean,
upsetting.
Listen, you made a funny thing. You made a video
that
blog. We made
funny.
Fun of it.
It was a bad idea.
But it was very funny from our perspective.
It was so much shame.
I'm not saying I feel bad that you were going through that, but again, I don't know you. I had never met you.
Yeah, that's true.
I was just hearing something. I was literally just watching a thing that was crazy. You had compared yourself to Casey Anthony, which was funny to me.
It's not funny.
It is funny. If you don't know somebody and they compare, if they say this, Casey Anthony's life got better. Like, my life's going to get better after this because Casey Anthony's life got better. And you know what? What made it funny was that we just picked a random spot in the video and that's what you said. And it's me and Lewis and Zach and Meek, and we're just kind of goofing around, being funny about. And again, yeah. It is shitty. It does suck.
Yeah. You went on the wrong podcast if you wanted
yeah,
to.
I mean, yeah, that's, no.
I
that's
mean,
no,
talk about being funny.
Do you know how imagine like what that felt like for me to have my whole career ruined before it started? Like I was,
but that had nothing to do with us. We didn't do anything. We did not do anything to your career.
I didn't have a career. But I was like about to start one.
Hold on, question.
If you raise your hand again, I'm throwing something.
I just thought you told me you would have my back, and you guys just laughed at me more.
Well, because there was no back to have. We didn't know you. We didn't know anything. I didn't do the podcast with you. Lewis did it. He and Dave did it with an hour. I didn't. I was just showing a video.
Can we just let him?
I got some questions.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, one, are you a lesbian?
No.
Okay, that's one. Two,
I asked the same thing.
That's a pretty important first step.
Well, it is. Two, this person that made this accusation,
yeah.
How come you cannot sue them for defamation of
okay,
character?
What am I going to sue them for?
Slander.
Their dog walking
slander.
Routine?
Slander.
Slander.
Like, give me all
slander.
Your dog roots in Brooklyn.
Slander.
Give me those two-minute mics.
It's not that. It's slander. You make somebody...
She has a lawyer that's part of their comedy festival that has been, like, very careful. So she takes the people that work for a comedy festival and has them say my name. And she was, like, careful. Like, I did go to a lawyer and talk to a lawyer, and they said that we want $5,000 to write a letter that she'll probably throw away.
But wait, what festival are you talking about?
Cinderblock. She wants the fight.
What is it?
Exactly.
It's a
local you've never heard of it.
Comedy festival that highlights diversity in Brooklyn or something.
Oh, Jesus.
So why, can I ask
you
a question, though? Let me ask you.
Why are they trying to ruin my life?
Well, let me ask a question before you answer it. What are you, my wife?
My wife hit me.
Why would she?
Can you notice my black eye?
I'd rather not have the listeners think. I'd rather just laugh.
Yeah, I agree.
No, this is
so what do you think about space?
Right.
Dude, the molecular structure of the atoms of the shut up.
You know what, Tim? My life did get better, so there's that.
Listen, but it was fun.
Why would they do... Well, let me ask you a question. Rebecca, why would they do this to you? Why do you think they would do this to
well,
you?
Well, I...
If it's not true, because I'm looking...
I'm going to get real woo-woo here. I think that... Like, we go through our lives repeating traumatic patterns if we do not resolve our issues. And I had a very scapegoating, narcissistic mother, and I was always, like, the scapegoat. And I think that pattern continued to repeat through my life and through my drinking.
Yeah.
And I, last spring, was very focused on sexual assaults that had occurred to me. And this is real out there, but I was really thinking about it a lot and not really processing. And then all of a sudden, it, like, manifested in this horrible, ugly way. Like, my whole... It was, like... like that moment in I, Tonya where she was like, it was like getting abused all over again, and you were all my abusers. Except that there is no Nancy Kerrigan, and I didn't know where the fuck she practiced.
What do you think about that?
I don't even know what that is. Like,
well, you can judge fucking Ray Donovan good.
Here's the deal. I did not do the podcast with her and Dave. She didn't. She with Lewis and Dave. She did an hour podcast where you described what happened in detail, right?
I thought that I described the fact that I didn't know anything, that I didn't do anything. That I'm banned from these clubs. Nobody will talk to me. People that I thought were my friends. And as a chronically relapsing alcoholic, I was indefensible at the time. And I understand that now. So I threw drinks in people. Like, I was not a good hang. You know what I mean? But I'm not a rapist. There's a huge divide.
Yeah, we
but
never
relapsing
said,
alcoholism, yeah. relapsing. You
people
can't
don't
blame,
trust you.
You can't blame any situation on
no,
relapsing.
No, no, no. I've been a relapser way before
it
that.
It has nothing to do with that.
It's actually helped me get sober.
Yeah, but so... I mean, don't let people think
he's talking to you. You should listen
to
him.
But don't let people think that any situation will make you stay sober or relapse. That's all on you, no matter what's going on. Like, my daughter lives with this color guy, and it doesn't matter to me.
I'm sorry I told you to listen. I literally am. Yeah. I apologize. I literally said it so sincere, and she went, okay, Bobby. Maybe you're right, Bubba.
Well,
and
then
she
said,
listen, then he's got to fucking throw it in. Yeah. Jesus. You had us all. You had us all. And then you're going to do a fucking...
Yeah, but listen, I was a guest on a podcast.
Oh, stop, we get it. You weren't okay. You stop, we get it.
It's my job is to make jokes.
Apparently not on mine.
Not on this one. Fucking, not on this one.
Mediocre
like
shows.
Watching this fucking shit crying and crying, and him just having the best time of his life.
It was funny.
Wait, you made her cry?
No, I didn't make her cry.
You
she uploaded a video.
Trying to defend myself.
Trying to defend herself, but it was very funny.
It was not.
It was very funny, and me and Louis and Zach were watching it, and there were certain things you said in that were funny.
I said some crazy-ass shit. I was like, you know what? If they think I'm crazy, I'll be so crazy. They couldn't think I'm capable of raping someone.
That's funny.
I was going to go full retard crazy.
Right. Can you just make sure there's no sharp knives around the studio now?
No, but listen, at the end of the day, I don't know anything about what happened, and I didn't do the thing with you, Louis and Dave, so I didn't hear your side of the story. I just saw a video, which I made fun of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair and reasonable.
No, and I feel bad.
No,
but
I was all this anger that I had went to you, but it really wasn't for you.
We made fun of a girl who was in a wheelchair who was having her last prom, who's about to die, and we said, you know that the mother's had it with her, is trying to kill her. Like, this girl doesn't want to die. The mother's like, enough's enough. And it's just, we do horrible things.
Yeah.
Like,
who's we? Don't say me.
Gomez, Lewis, Gas Digital, the network. I mean, we make fun of stuff we shouldn't make fun of.
Well, that you should.
Well, I mean, should. Yeah, we think we should. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Lewis is known for, holding back.
I mean, I don't know. I just maybe
he's
thought.
A real. He's a. Was he real ass dude? Real ass dudes don't fucking hold back.
He just almost punched me over Ray Donovan.
No, because you won't shut the fuck up.
Okay.
And you get very bully-y.
Yeah, and I don't mean to. You get
very bully with you. You're an idiot moron if you like anything that I don't think is sustainable to fucking
the
Rebecca, culture of art.
To you.
Fuck you.
I apologize to Rich.
You don't have to do anything.
Just shut the fuck up.
You know,
just,
I have a decayed, I have a decayed tooth. First of all, you guys are...
But I don't understand that how somebody... Now, okay, I don't know what really happened. You're saying that it's not true. It could be. There could be a girl out there that fucking is crying every night because she found a fingernail in her vagina.
Ugh.
Ugh. Right? So...
There's not, though. I mean, nobody's ever met
but
the
But let
person.
Me just say this. I'm sitting here. I have you on my show. I don't have these other people on my show. They're not here to defend themselves. I don't even know these fucking people.
Exactly.
But... I just don't understand why somebody would ever, ever fucking just accuse somebody.
They do it all the time, people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
People do it
people
all the time.
People want to feel relevant. They want to feel important.
We don't believe
you don't
it. I mean, it happens.
You don't think there's a million false accusations out
there? Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
You think every one is real?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you're saying, I thought you the way you're acting is like you know somebody else.
My wife called me a fucking narcissist. Right there.
I'm going to call your wife an idiot for saying I do. Listen.
She said maybe. Hey. No, but just false. Look, I'm not defending people that have done something wrong, but there's a lot of crazy fucking people out there on the other side that are saying but this happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do this shit, too.
You're right, and they should...
Why isn't there a victim? There's always a victim. Every other
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. You don't have a name.
Sometimes there's two victims. You don't have a name. Really double down.
You don't have a name.
There is no name. There's no time. There's no place.
How about we stop? How can you accuse somebody of raping somebody but not have a name?
Yeah, no shit. And successfully, that's what I'm saying. I'm still not allowed at multiple comedy clubs.
But there's no name.
People won't talk to me. I can't get up at fucking some shit show in Brooklyn.
So there's no name. There's no name.
Nothing.
There's no...
They're like, oh, it was an open micer. How unattractive is an open micer?
Well, there's a lot of them.
No, I mean, being on stage, having like no stage experience, holding the mic like this. Like they said I went out to open mics and that's how I scouted.
I mean, I wouldn't... If I was accused of rape, I wouldn't be making fucking crazy rape jokes about open... Like. I would never rape an open micro. That's a little ridiculous.
Well, yeah, they got to have at least 5 years
saying,
in the business.
I'm saying that.
I think you're saying that you think this was like just a neck. Because you and I think before that, you were kind of outing guys that had sexually assaulted you, right? Right. So what I think.
Wait, how many?
What do you mean? I don't understand.
She was saying these people.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, no, 100%.
But when you're talking physical and mental.
Physical.
But you believe like they were kind of
That's the worst part about this is like how I lost my virginity to rape. I was sexually assaulted by the owner. It doesn't matter.
Oh, tell us. Tell us. No, it does.
The owner of Comics at Foxwood's son followed me into the Trump Plaza and tried to rape me, and I had to fight him off. That's what
I will
we're
be honest.
About.
He just booked me for a one-nighter.
Yeah,
so let me say this.
Fine. He's a great comic.
No, I'm kidding.
Now, it's like, who booked that? You.
Yeah, so you think that part of outing stuff worked against you?
I think the energy of it, and I think that, like, and I was, like, really in this victim place. I watched 13 Reasons Why last spring, and I was like, yeah. I fucking identified it real lot. And I was like in this really victim-y place last spring. And then I started drinking again.
Yeah.
And then this happened. So like looking at the bigger picture of my life.
Yeah.
I'm like, I kind of.
Can I see your breasts?
Fuck off.
Dude,
I'm just kidding.
Listen.
I feel like in some way, like I attracted
it. She was talking to me.
I feel like I attracted a situation. Like somebody was like, fuck her. She needs to be stopped. She's out of control. She talks too much shit. And I did complain a lot about, if I had an uncomfortable sexual interaction with a male comic, I would bitch about it to somebody that wasn't my friend.
Yeah.
You see, like you're starting to understand the trajectory. And then I'd be sober. And then all of a sudden I'd be drunk. And then I'd be sober and I'd be talking about how important that was. And then all of a sudden I'd be drunk. And then I'd be complaining about some guy that I had an unsatisfactory experience with. And then I'd be drunk. And you're not even my friend. And you're like, why won't this bitch shut the fuck up? I don't care about her
problems. People,
she needs to be stopped. I have a sugar daddy, so I've had a lot of money.
Stop yapping over people. Unless somebody else talks, you shut the fuck up. And you let Tim talk. Jesus Christ. She's like the worst radio. Have you ever done a fucking podcast?
Well, this is emotional.
I know it's emotional, but here's the thing. You're talking about stuff when you're an alcoholic. You're out there doing a bunch of shit that you shouldn't be doing. You're an alcoholic. You got abused by a bunch of fucking guys, you know, allegedly fucking attacked you, which is pretty serious shit. You know what I mean? That's crazy stuff that somebody follows you and tries to attack you.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I mean, now you're sober and then you're accused of this. You think that, I just want to get this right because I don't know if this if I can go with this, you think that because you were doing all this stuff, you were saying that people were attacking you and you were drinking and all this stuff manifested somebody to accuse you of it.
I think
that's what you're saying.
Yeah. I think that I have like this, or I had this inner wound from my childhood that like attracts those kind of experiences. And I think that I was really not looking at myself. I was just like, oh, this person was fuck them. Or like, and I was like, I was racking up the numbers of people in comedy I had problems with to the point where I stopped doing comedy and worked on myself. Because I was like, you know those people that everyone's like, ooh, everyone has problems with them? I had problems with all those people until I was like, I'm one of those people. Nobody fucking likes me. I already felt like New York was ruined for me. And then that happened and I was like, oh.
It's always Philly.
Well, Bobby, you worked with her in Hartford, right?
Huh?
You worked with her in Hartford, right?
Yeah, you didn't say a word. You had some funny. You were funny. You did your thing.
Yeah, now that's my new closer. That joke you told me to work on. Thank you.
And I mean, not a problem in the. Very nice, polite, not a fucking asshole.
Well, I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah,
with
it was good. I love that. I don't like to be bothered. She was great, and she was funny. The other guy was funny too. I mean, a little annoying, but he was cool. Huh. But no, nice guy, sweet guy.
Yeah, he was nice.
And you guys were great, but...
Who, Jay Sauté?
I don't know who the fuck it was.
The doctor?
I don't know.
I want to write an article about it, and I've been, like, thinking about that, and I'm like, is it time yet? And it's like... And then I just got, like, all, like, and I was like, I'm going to email, and then I'm like, no, and then you liked my picture, and I'm like, I'm going to take this momentum of, like, I feel good today.
And then it just,
and yeah. We're here, and then I saw Tim, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm sorry, I screamed at you.
No, listen, I get screamed at a lot.
Before I yell.
I like that you screamed at him.
I've been screamed at by
guys,
two of the...
I really need to tell you not to talk over each other. We're not in a fucking bus. There's a lot of people listening. You got to, that's why I'm having two people on from now on. I added you to the show.
I like
but
it,
you really I don't no. want to do these fucking I like it too, but I just don't want everybody. Yeah, you have headphones on for a fucking reason, and Tim's trying to say something. Yeah. Let him fucking talk. I don't want to be I don't want to have to sit here and go shut the fuck up.
Part of the reason that I think the comedy community or the people that I spoke to didn't have like a ton of sympathy was because you were kind of on Facebook kind of just basically outing guys and talking about like personal stuff and going, these guys are rapists, watch out, these guys are, and which is, hey, I'm not saying don't do that, but then it kind of happened to you. So then it was like this weird thing where people are like, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? So that's why it was tough for people to have sympathy for you. And again, I didn't know you and I didn't know what you were doing on social media, but Lewis had said, what's weird about this is that this girl had actually was outing a ton of people as sexual predators and stuff, and then it happened to her, and that's why people were kind of like, this is, like, the whole thing was just weird.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It was weird, and it was like, absurd, and everyone was making a joke because, you know, everybody's like, oh, diversity, we got a female rapist. Like, everyone was making that joke. And it was
My Facebook that next morning, and it was just everybody, and they were like, I've never...
Wow.
Every single Facebook post was making fun of me, and it... And
talking,
it's like,
really? Talking to the mic, sweetie.
Sorry, it's just like, you know what, it's fucked up, because I've been like, all right, here, I've been doing comedy 5 years. This is the most attention I've ever gotten in comedy.
Did you get a lot of new followers?
But...
You should have seen the fucking DMs.
That's the worst.
Oh my God. Guy told me that every time I should have I have sex from now on, I should bring a video camera, and that'll clear everything up.
Well, you don't want a video.
I'm like, well, how about there was no sex that happened here, and it was just gross.
But
or
it's
any
fucking,
sexual activity, or there's but not I don't even know,
how could other
that
women
makes sense. Thank
how
you.
Could how could other women
exactly
shut up? Oh, you're the worst. Ugh. How could other women fucking be? Like, if somebody was accused of rape, then there's... as a woman, I'm just asking.
You're a woman.
I'm saying, as a woman, if I heard that somebody was raped, another female comic raped another woman comic, and I'm like, okay, who? I need to know who.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't just say, she raped somebody. All right, well, where's the person? Yeah. Like, she has to exist for me to go... Wow, that's bad. That person to not talk to you again, to think you're an abuser, I would have to know that other person exists.
Thank
I would
you.
Have to like research that
when
and hear
when
her talk or hear her say something or even see a tweet and a face and put something this girl's bad news, she did this to me to say, okay, this is reality. I can't just say, oh, somebody said you raped a person and there's no name. There's not a fuck. Nobody said Kathy McGill. Gannis,
you have no idea that who it was. No clue. No suspicion. Nothing.
There's no. I am 100% positive that there is no woman out there who believes I hurt them sexually.
Not even Kathy McGinnis.
Not even Kathy McGinnis.
How do you like my bum?
When you did the pod with Lewis and Dave, you weren't talking about like a specific situation because you just didn't even know?
So when you get accused of something, you think about everything bad you've ever done. And
right.
I am like such a shame. I had so much shame.
Okay.
And so much guilt just to fucking existing.
Talking to Mike. Let's talk about your sugar daddy.
Yeah, you got it.
Sugar daddy.
Excellent.
Was your headphone, is that your headphone right there?
Yeah.
What do you mean
a sugar daddy? Just gives you money?
Yeah.
For nothing?
I mean,
you have a sugar daddy?
Yeah.
That's what she said. That's what I'm saying.
And then all these women know this that were like accusing me, and they're always like, oh, I'm so broke. This is my bank account. It's negative. Ooh.
How much is he worth?
And I'm
worth?
Just like, I'm so going to Costa Rica. Bye.
How much is he worth?
I don't know. He's a famous artist. He was at Andy Warhol's funeral. Is that enough?
You
know,
big deal. Anybody can go to a funeral.
Not everybody gets invited.
Huh? Well, this is just very interesting.
Andy didn't invite him.
This is very interesting. Rebecca. She just did a chip. Fuck yeah. Listen, Rebecca.
Basque.
You have a guy, a rich guy who gives you money to just be with him?
He really likes
Is it sexual?
I mean, he can't really get hard, so.
But do you have sex with him?
Neither.
Does he have sex with you?
Ish.
So you give you yes. That's a yes.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
It's it's not uncommon.
We spend like 4 hours together.
How old is he?
Yeah, he's like in his 60s. He's super nice. He really cares about me.
So you go to his house, you go to dinner,
no,
you hang out.
No, he comes to my house.
He comes. Does he pay for that house?
Yes.
So your apartment is paid for. I have a friend who had that.
It's fucking great.
I have no problem with it.
It's way better. I was married. This is way better.
I have a wife that has that.
What?
I was married at 22 to an older man. This is so much
How
better.
How old?
He was 19 years older than me.
How much money does he, can I ask?
I don't know. That's the best part. When you're married to somebody you know and you're like, ugh.
How much money does he give you?
$600 an hour that he hangs out with me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dead ass.
Voss, you're not doing it. Don't ask for his name.
No.
I see Voss over there.
$600 an hour to hang out.
Yeah.
It's sad, though.
Why?
Why? He has the money. It makes him happy. He said he was really depressed before he met me.
Buddy, it's not sad. Listen, when money isn't even a factor to you.
Exactly.
When money's like a pair of shoes, an old shoe. It's
give him a pair of shoes.
It's like his third wife, and she stopped fucking him like 10 years ago. And he's like, what, am I going to get divorced again? Marry somebody else, and then she stops fucking me?
Does she know about you?
He says she looks the other way.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
So he comes over, you hang out, watch a little Billions.
Exactly.
And fool around maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Not every time.
Right? And then he takes off and he gives you six
pictures that you liked on Instagram. No, he usually stays 2 or 3 hours. You liked the last 2 pictures I put on Instagram. Well, that's why I was like, Robert Kelly liked this. I'm going to reach out to him.
Yeah. No, you. She's...
He's great. We spend like 5 hours a week together.
Who? I have no problem with that. I do it.
Yeah. That's $3,000.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Would you be a
sugar
daddy?
Would you
want
to accuse me of rape too if you were a female comedian?
Not at all.
Who's paying me to hang out with them?
Nobody.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you have
who's
you have
paying? Guy Fieri.
Would you ever do it?
It's like a ridiculous question. And there's sugar babies are like, you know, 19-year-old, good looking, like great looking. Like, right?
You can be a sugar bear bee.
Yeah, I mean, potentially. I don't know. I have a career I'm happy with. Thank you. I'm okay. I'm all right. That'll be the next career.
So what if there was an older dude, gazillionaire?
Yeah, Magoobies. Like, who I'd meet at Magoobies? Like, I can't do these hypotheticals because they're not real. Like, these hypotheticals are too off base.
Try this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Try this one. Okay. You're at the Sheridan.
Yeah.
At Magoobies.
Yes.
You go downstairs in the elevator.
Yeah.
Guy was like, I was at
They put you in the Sheraton? I was in the Holiday Inn Express. It sucked.
I stayed at Sheraton.
That's why you said the hotel's nice. I was like, I was in the Holiday Inn Express. It was horrible.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Stop trashing too. Billions. Maybe you'll get there.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, you go downstairs at the Holiday Inn Express at the bar. Guy's there. He's like, okay, I saw your show. My name is Michael whatever, right? Michael Finnegan. I literally have $2 billion in the bank. I would like for you to be my
1.5. Michael Finnegan has 1.5.
1.5. Sorry, he has 1.5. I was thinking of his brother.
So
Doug.
Holiday Inn Chili's in Timonium, Maryland.
But he came. He knows you.
The Lumber Brothers, Lumber guys.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah.
So he comes in.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to give you. I want to literally give you $1 million a month. To be my sugar bear.
Yeah, Bobby. Okay, yes.
Okay, is that what I mean? Then there's something you can say. Then statement where this is can't be true.
Well, I'll tell you the story.
Because you're not going to find a billionaire at the Holiday Inn Chili's.
You don't know. You don't know.
Right. Yeah, maybe the owner. But hold on, listen. I have a friend. I'm going to tell you a story. And I have a friend who I play golf with. He's a friend of mine. He's a big, big building developer.
Yeah.
So he says to me, my next development, I'm going to throw you in as a partner. I didn't pay attention to it. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
Bonnie goes, you're going to jail. But, right? So, anyhow,
Bonnie is the best. Say
anyhow,
it, Tim.
So this guy, who's a friend, and I don't expect anything out of him. I play golf and this and that. He made me a partner in his, and we're supposed to get $80,000. I don't want the money because I didn't earn it.
You're an idiot.
I don't want it.
You're an idiot.
I want him to reinvest it. I don't.
Don't reinvest it. Take the fucking money.
I don't. But I didn't earn it.
You didn't earn anything. You've got.
He said
Bonnie got most of it for the last 10 years.
You and Bonnie have entertained me, and I became friends with him. He goes, "Your partner's in this next."
Yeah, Bonnie.
Take the money.
He wants to do that for you. It'll make him
feel
good. Let him feel good.
Voss, you should not feel guilty. Money doesn't matter that much to people who have that money. He doesn't give a fuck
with him without.
Doesn't matter. You're still going to be friends with him. Huh? You're still going to be friends with them. Take the money. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Put it in the bank. Put it away.
I'm going to take
and say no to a couple of these shit gigs.
I don't take shit gigs. Quit putting it out there that I take shit gigs.
You don't. You take great gigs.
I fucking make a...
Speaking of how much... Let me explain the great gig we have, June 1st.
Yeah, at Westbury Music
Fair. WBAB.
Yes.
The Comedy Riot.
Yeah, Bobby...
Me and Voss.
Bobby Kelly and Rich Voss.
That sounds the right way.
Yeah. That's okay. Let me tell you something about my fucking career.
Here we go.
You're going to sit here right now. I can't even tell you what we got going on because I don't want to jinx
you. You already told me.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
If I saw my hour, it's going to win an Emmy.
Oh, God.
It's going to win an Emmy.
Buddy,
you know why? Because it carries a message.
What's the message?
Don't.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yes.
To every open micer in the world.
Let me tell you something. I've made a living for 34 years at this. 34 fucking years.
I know, buddy. Let me tell you something. You're one of the best. Look, there's nobody on the planet that fucking thinks that you're the funniest motherfucker than me. Everything I do, I add you to.
And let me tell you something.
What, you like Blue Ribbon too? Do you use Blue Ribbon?
Yeah, we
use Blue Ribbon. I'm telling you, is the leading meal kit delivery system.
Apron. Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Sorry, thank you. That's why you're here.
What I hope you tie around your neck.
Blue Ribbon.
Blue Apron. Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
You want to come to my new deli?
Yeah. You're a cunt. Apron. Idiot.
That's okay.
Stupid. That's how it sounds. Fucking dumb.
Listen.
Billions is not a good show, dumb.
Ray Donovan is art.
Now listen. Hey, fucking some people say.
Hey, you know what I liked about Ray Donovan?
Comedy's art. Leave Schreiber.
Hey.
You know. Right. Hey. Ray Don. Hey. I'm gonna figure it out. Leave Schreiber. Ray Donovan. The show was written by a retarded person.
Don't Google.
Know what I liked about Ray Donovan the first season? Yeah. Elliot Gould did not overact at all.
Yeah. Ray, by the way, Elliot Gould
Ray, you be Elliot Gould, ready?
Yeah. What's going on?
Raymond, I can't believe it. I told you.
I'll take care of it.
She's a shiksa, Raymond.
I'll take care of it.
It is the worst portrayal of a Jewish person. It's this gold. This miserly Jewish film, that, like a producer, and he's like, there's some word in Yiddish that they use. What's that word where he's like, Raymond, she's the Hazara or something? It's so bad.
All right, check it out. Blue Apron. Blue Apron. Go ahead, take a piss, guys. I'm going to do an ad real quick. BlueApron.com is one of the sponsors of my show, the leading meal kit delivery system service in the U.S. While many people know what they do, many people don't know the type of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just doing burgers for dinner. All right, you're making short rib burgers with hoppy cheddar sauce and pretzel bun. You're preparing a seared steak and a thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots in under 45 minutes. Blue Apron is a number one fresh ingredients and recipe delivery service in the country. I said it again. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. Blue Apron achieves this how? By doing what? They do sustainable food systems, setting the highest standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. Two-person meals, three-person meals, four-person meals. It's all what you want. Customizable. Whatever you want to do. Unbelievable. Blue Apron is offering my listeners right now. They have a bunch of meals, too. Check this out. They have seared salmon and lemon with free. You read this. You eat this. What is that, Tim? Right there. The bottom. I hate that they don't fucking...
I'll tell you something after this.
Yeah, you great meals like
Togarashi
popcorn chicken with sweet chili cabbage slaw.
It does look good, though, doesn't
seared
it?
Seared... Yeah,
they got
sure
good food.
It does.
It does. It looks great.
Seared salmon and lemon labneh.
Is that what it is?
Zucchini and dates.
Is that what it is? You have no idea.
Middle Eastern month at Blue Apron.
All right. What did I tell you at the beginning of the show? Can you just fuck it for 1 second of your life?
I have a bit about, you know.
Listen, I don't need you to go on your bit.
Okay.
I know your bit.
They got good
You're
food.
A funny guy.
I've had Blue Apron.
I use Blue Apron at least once a week. Seared steak with lemon, Parmesan, kale, and roasted potatoes. Right now, Blue Apron is offering my listeners $30 off your first delivery when it comes to dinner. Let Blue Apron take care of the planning, shopping, while you do the cooking and eating. You'll enjoy delicious meals like popcorn chicken, sweet chili cabbage slaw, and cumin spice wonton noodles with vegetables and peanut sauce. All right, listen, they are going to hook you guys up. This is all mixed up. I hate fucking everybody right now. Where's the ad? Get me the fucking part where they get a deal. Can we have that part? Where's that circled so I know what I'm reading? I do. I use it once a week.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's easy for me because I don't have to go shopping.
Yeah.
It shows up. I open the box up. Me and Max sit there. We cook together. He loves it.
That's fun.
It is fun. And I don't have to worry about it. And the stuff is good. Where is it? Right there? Did you circle it? Thank you right now. BlueApron.com/dude. If you go there, you can get $30 off at BlueApron.com/dude. It's a better way to cook. It's organic and farm table, animal welfare and sustainable claims not provided. I don't know what the fuck that means. God fucking, you know, all this stuff should be circled so I know what the fuck.
Do you know what happened? Did you hear me screaming there?
BlueApron.com.
Do you have a kidney stone?
No. Fucking, I was peeing and then acrylic fingernail came out of my penis.
You have a kidney stone.
Holy fuck. And it was beautiful.
The mystery is solved.
Was there a piece of rubber glove with it? Was it from the 99 prom?
It's horrible.
Rich Fox. Rich was in there and he was like, he just peed and he started laughing because he thought of that. Uh-huh. And he just came back in here. What a fucking story. That is a fucking crazy. That's crazy.
I want some proof. I don't like all these accusations.
Yeah.
I just hate accusations.
I mean,
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. All of you.
Why? What did I do?
I feel like it's just like I feel like I'm having a normal, reasonable conversation. I don't feel like I'm being attacked. I don't any of the negative things. Well, doesn't feel like a witch hunt. Doesn't feel like any of that. You guys are being reasonable, and you're also not like having my. It's not, you know. It's
because
here's
the reason why. Because for me, I'm too big of an act to get involved or care.
Fair.
You know, if I got involved in every open mic dispute out here. You see what I'm saying? I got to deal with major headliners or disputes.
You're saying headliners don't rape? Headliners do not rape.
No, it's just, I hate these fucking accusations without proof. You know,
it's weird. It's such a fucking weird thing that you can just say something and then, you know, a group of people just buy it.
Yeah.
But if tomorrow some girl was crying and said it was me and she had the fingernail around her neck on a necklace, like it's the fingernail. I'd be like, oh, this she's fucking
yeah, but
Christ.
Still, but that's still just an accusation without proof.
It's still an accusation. But this to me is even crazier. Because when I talked to you, I was like, well, what's her name? There's no name. Well, who's the girl? There is no girl. I'm like, well, yeah, but who did they say you did this to? There is nobody. It's like, what?
How do we know you don't have two personalities and you did this whole thing yourself?
Look, we all have many personalities.
If there's two, there's more than two.
Fragmentation is a worldwide disease.
Well, wait, say it again. Everybody has one.
I don't.
Everybody has more than one personality. Maybe. You have a personality and then you have like the strong person that's protecting that vulnerable aspect of yourself. We all have.
So when I get around black people and I start talking black, is that one of my personalities?
It's called assimilating. No, you're just you just want to fit in, you lonely cocksucker. Oh. Yo, what's up, brothers?
My electricity's cut off too.
Well, that's like the tough party that's protecting the vulnerable part.
I do the same thing. When I'm around, my wife calls me up with that. Every time, like, if I go to like somewhere in this gas station, the black dude, I'm like, what's up, brother? And she's like, will you stop being black? She's like, every time there's a black guy around, you become black.
Bonnie gets the best bit. She goes, when there's black people around, I start talking to black, and she goes, I have a dream.
It's
I'm super excited to read her book.
Oh yeah, it's only been out 3 years. I'm super excited to finish
it. I just heard about it.
Well, that's because you've been out of the business. You took a break. Okay, you took a break, you said. That's now true. You're back.
You read the, did
and
you
let
read
me
her
tell
book?
You, we all
yeah, it's
you.
Funny. It's great.
Yeah.
I gotta finish it.
You didn't finish your wife's book?
I got two more chapters. It's tough to read about your wife banging other comics.
Did she put that in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You didn't
read
it.
That'd be fucking tough.
What, do you think it was about the Cold War?
I mean, I write comics, too, but I don't write books about it.
I didn't think she read about fucking banging comics, Timmy. Well, maybe about comedy, maybe her life.
There's all that's in there.
Yeah, everything.
I don't think she would. Is there any part about it where she just was like, what did I do?
There's a chapter called Bobby Kelly.
What?
No, I'm kidding.
For someone who can't, I can't live in reality. That's not reality. You really do a lot of fake little scenarios, you cocksucker.
Listen, buddy.
Have you ever been accused of molesting a buffet?
I have indeed. I have indeed. It's funny, though, because he said, Voss, you go, in the middle of all this stuff, Voss goes, can I see your tits?
That was the funniest thing.
Which is literally
the
timing on that joke
was amazing.
Is amazing. And the balls to do it is amazing. Great. And it's the essence of like, okay, it's a immediately fuck you, which is fine. But you have to understand that we comics are the only ones keeping this fucking, this being able to say whatever the fuck you want to say alive.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, the fact that you thought of that and said it, it just makes me so happy. And you got offended and moved on.
I didn't
you
get didn't, offended.
You,
didn't,
you got mad a little bit. You
I
did.
It was funny, but
you were pissed because you were in the middle of your fucking, which I get. It's fine. But it's not like the world fell apart because some old guy said, let me see your tits. In the middle of you're talking about being attacked sexually. And this fucking hunk of shit, old fucking piece of garbage went, let me see your tits. For the joke part, not for anything else. Not because he wants to see your tits at all.
No, he's harmless. Anybody that would be like that on a podcast is harmless.
Yes, he's very harmless. I think he's very harmless. Jesus.
I don't care. I couldn't even get, forget.
What, you couldn't even what? Say it.
I couldn't get hard today.
You can't get hard?
I need a blue pill.
I'm so glad I'm not at that position.
That must be so much planning.
Yeah, an hour. I need an hour.
And then how long do you have to stay hard?
Yeah, Voss could never be a rapist.
What do you mean I have to stay hard?
Doesn't Tim.
Stay hard for like...
He could never be a rapist.
No, that's the blue one.
He'd have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Premeditated rape. Big time. 3 hours.
He'd be walking down the street and... Yeah. He'd see a girl because she's good. Ah, jeez.
You'd have to take her to lunch first. It'd be a relationship. By the time he raped her, it'd be a relationship.
He'd have to walk up and go, how long is it? How long is your walk?
Yeah.
It's around around 30 minutes. All right, forget it. Yeah. Thanks. See you later. How long is your walk? It's around a 45-minute walk. All right, cool. See you in a little bit.
Well, that's the bit I do.
Joke?
No, I do a bit where we plan it. Yeah. And then, I take the pill. And she said, I decided not to. And I'm like, somebody's paying for this fucking pill.
Glad you said da-da-da a couple times. Filled it in on the joke.
I don't want to do the whole bit.
I wish you didn't do it at all.
Okay.
I'm glad I don't have to take a pill.
Well, you're young.
Yeah, I'm 47.
Yeah, I'm 60.
Yeah.
60. Yeah. What?
You look good.
Oh, you're looking at another sugar daddy. That's the dollar signs just popped up.
What, you got a BMW.
You trying to buy a Bure at IKEA? I had added Voss.
Do you like garage sales?
I'll pay you in antique furniture.
I'll give you CDs. I got 5 of them.
If you went to one of her shows and she's selling your CDs. My sugar daddy's Rich Voss. He pays me in old CDs. Oh, I have his first, second, and third CD. By next year, I should have 5. There's just a V on it. Ugh, what the fuck? All right. Well, I mean, we've covered a lot. I think we've covered a lot on this show.
Isn't it supposed to go to 5:30?
What are you, nuts?
5:30.
5:30, no.
4:30.
It's a 3-hour show.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not Rogan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to lose. I lost people an hour in. I started yelling at Timmy over here, people like I'm out.
Yeah, why would you attack your guest?
I didn't attack him. He was attacking me.
Why would you attack the host?
You know, I can't really, I don't know. People came up to me and accused me of attacking a host, but nobody said a name. Nobody said where it happened. Nobody said how it happened. It just started snowballing. And
it's a weird show. Because then you attacked Tim, and I was sticking up. I was like, why are you attacking Tim?
You're a really good referee.
We're supposed to attack. That's the whole point. That's what people like.
I heard you can't do that. I heard you can't do the Hoboken Comedy Festival next year.
Me?
Yeah.
Probably.
You
Why?
Went after Bobby.
Oh, is Bobby owns Hoboken.
I don't get that. What is that?
Huh?
What does that mean?
It's just like an irrelevant comedy festival.
Oh, because of your association. Yeah. Well, you can't. I did that one. It was a fun time. The Hoboken Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's in a movie theater. Everybody that puts four shows together calls it a festival.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but have people who have fucking 3 minutes of material call themselves comedians.
That's true, too.
What are you going to do? There's a room.
Nothing.
There's a fucking... You said the festival that you're not allowed to do is a festival for comics who don't get booked. What is it?
By comics who don't get booked.
Yeah, it's like a whole...
I mean, that's just like an open secret.
Yeah. Well, there's a, that's
I didn't
saying.
Even make that guy's top 1,000 list like 3 years ago.
Who's that?
Which one? The guy that gave you 80 grand that you're afraid to take?
No, that dumb
comic.
It's
all garbage. The only way, there's nothing that matters. The only thing that matters is your gigs that you do and how many people you sell and the bonuses you do. That's
I think
it.
Things like this are designed to get you to take yourself out. You know, it's like, oh, I'm just like, everybody hates me. Let me run away and like stop doing comedy. I love comedy.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Why don't you do a set now?
No.
Okay.
All right, Tim, what are you doing?
Comedy. What?
Get off your phone, you fucking mook.
I'm not on my phone.
You were on your phone. Don't lie about it.
I was on my phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what I'm doing?
I don't care. I could give a fuck.
I'm scheduling.
I don't care what. I don't care.
Okay.
I could give a fucking what. You could be like, I just booked my own sitcom, and there's a role called Papa Bob, and it's your role, Bob. And it's 60,000.
Well, you'll read for it. Let's not get hysterical.
Believe me, I know.
You come in and read.
How many times I've read? I mean?
It's not offer only at this point.
I know.
But,
I don't want to read because I'm not good at auditions. Can you just give me the part? I probably knock it out of the box.
You absolutely.
Wait, hold on. What do you guys think I should do going forward?
Not ask us. What do
you mean?
Do what I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah,
want me to tell you the real thing to do?
Yeah.
Keep raping. Okay,
no.
I'm kidding.
You want me to tell you what
if
to
you
do?
If you write that down as a title of the show, I'm going to fire you.
I'm going to tell you what to do is to get some fucking time under your belt, get sober, and hopefully your life will fall in place. And everything else is bullshit. Because if you drink, you're going to die, and all these things will keep happening.
Thank you.
Get sober, get some time, and hopefully, I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if your life will get better, but I know the obsession and compulsion will be lifted, and then you can say, I live a sober life, and you don't have to worry about all this bullshit, because it's all drama based around alcoholism.
That's true.
Wow.
Jesus. I really didn't expect to get like that, but thank you.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's really that simple. It's the same alcoholism. Advice that I would get.
When you put yourself in that position, only bad things happen.
I know.
You're doing coke, you're hanging out with coke addicts, only bad things happen.
Well, then
you do alcohol, only bad things happen. That's just my opinion.
Things that like seem unrelatedly go wrong. Does that ever happen to you when you were like drinking?
Well,
like,
listen,
it doesn't seem like it's related, but somehow just everything goes to shit, even when it's not directly.
Can I tell you something? Everything went to shit this morning. It's just life. I had a great weekend. Everything was awesome last week. And this morning, it tumbled out of fucking control.
You fell out of bed?
It tumbled out of fucking
control. What happens? And then
it's just life. I mean, something happened business-wise.
Yeah.
Something else happened business-wise. Then my wife said some shit. You know, we had a fight, and she said some shit, but I said some, and out of control. You know, I'm trying to be. I'm
was
trying
she, like,
to
leave
be
some cereal for Max. What was the fight? All right, where's the bomb thing? That's give me the bomb.
I mean,
thing.
Nobody got it today. It's almost unheard of. I mean, why
that's
would
a
you,
great joke.
It's no.
I had no inertia.
Listen, don't, this is your shit. Your fucking shit generation. You don't get to say it's a. We tell you if it's a great joke with laughter. You don't get to go. You guys are wrong. We're right here. We're the funniest people. Me and Voss
in the room.
In the room, right
okay.
now. You got a sense of humor too. But listen, don't fucking. It was a good one. It stunk.
Okay.
And you got too excited. You started smiling before. You went like this.
That was the problem. The problem was I got too excited because I was thinking about the next episode
you got
of
two,
Billions.
You got too excited.
Yeah. Ugh, that one sucked too. God. Yeah.
I didn't mind the Billions one. I saw it coming
good.
A mile away, but
yeah.
You know, I like the
I didn't know he called
callback.
It a joke. I thought he was just asking you a question about cereal. I didn't even
that's
hear
also
it.
True.
See, that was funny.
That's
that
also
was
a
funny.
Fair point.
I mean, it just happens, though. I mean, your fucking life falls out of control. But you know, that shit that happened to you is pretty crazy. I just don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. I know that people accuse people of shit. I've never heard that.
I know.
I've never heard somebody being accused of rape with no person involved.
Oh, it's been done.
So, I've heard people being accused of sexually assaulting people, but there's somebody else on the other side.
But no, a lot of people won't come forward, but some people are fucking, you know, warriors that want to stick up for the people that won't come forward.
I feel terrible, I'm not saying in this situation.
Well, but
we're not saying it's not either, though. What if there's some little girl out there that's, like I said, we don't know. You're saying there's nobody, right?
I would think, I would tend to lean towards her because she's coming out in public a couple times, putting it out on a table.
She was also in a psych ward for it. Remember the beginning of the...
You might get somebody when this comes out, when this episode comes out, you might get somebody that goes, hey, I'm the person.
Yeah, that'd
I'm
be
not,
great.
You know, who I, knows, you know?
And then we have a part two.
But I don't think... I can guarantee this.
Tim, will you come back on?
I can guarantee this. You're not going to get rebooked at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, what
the fuck? I was never going to work there.
I'm there. I'm there in September.
That's great.
Enjoy I'm actually
yourself.
There too.
I'm there in September.
I have one of my favorite clubs to work.
I love you.
That's the best. Hey, let me ask you a question, Timmy. Will you watch Billions this weekend?
Yeah.
Have you watched an episode this year?
Not yet.
Will you watch? Will you watch this season, and then we'll come back to it at the end of the season?
Sure.
And you tell me what you think of the writing.
Absolutely.
I bailed on Orange Is the New Black after the second season. Isn't that Showtime?
No, that's Netflix.
That's Netflix? Oh, I like it.
So will you do that, and then we'll come back to it?
I 100%. Will you,
and you'll come up for dinner one night, and we'll watch a nice episode.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. We're going to do that.
And let's
we'll,
do that.
And we'll talk about it while it's happening. You tell me why. I'll say, this side, that's great. And you'll be like, that's unrealistic. This is why.
Well, it's that... We'll watch it. Listen, man, it's a watchable show. When you said it was a great show, my sensors went off because I consider so few things great. Things like The Shield, The Wire, The Sopranos. Yeah. That to me is great. Yeah. That's like talking about Pryor and stuff like that.
That's not even great. That's amazing.
No, you're right. Okay, so my whole thing was just based on the whole idea that like I had a reaction to that word.
Yeah.
And I think Billions is a watchable show. It's a good show. I love Dan. I'm you know, I just think that if you watch it, the writing and stuff like that is nowhere near some of the other shows that I would put in that category great.
People say, and I might be crazy.
Ozark is not a great show on Netflix, but it's very
a good
watchable.
Show.
You don't
it's
think Ozark's a good show?
But it leads because here's what here's why
Jason Bateman makes it.
Here's
good.
Why Ozark sucks. There are scenes in it
or
that
Jason Bateman,
are they're tricks. They're tricks. Like when the girl like drowns, she goes to the bottom of the thing. So you're like, what's going to happen? And it doesn't lead to anything. That is a trick.
And what show are you talking about?
Ozark. Ozark. Ozark.
How do you go to Bloodline?
The right. Well, it's a Netflix show. But yes. The Ozark, there are scenes in it where you go, I see what you're doing. Yeah. The great shows, you're not supposed to see what they're doing.
Wait, but
when there's shows like Ozark, you go, I know what you're fucking doing. I see it. I know what the conceit is.
You don't think on Sopranos you knew that person was going to wind up dead?
Well, the guy...
Wait, stop. Even everybody would say when there's a killing on The Sopranos, somebody died last night, finally. It was a lead up to somebody being murdered.
I never think that's what the episode was about.
Mike has something to say.
Well, because the difference with The Sopranos, they would do other shit, like the Russian guy or
he's
being
still
gay
running through the woods.
Exactly. They would do shit you would never
and
see
And I also
coming.
Think there was more character development in The Sopranos. It wasn't just about the person getting whacked. It was about everything else. Whereas Ozark's just plot driven. You don't care about anybody on the show. It's just plot, boom, this happens, that happens. House of Cards, same shit. This happens, that happens, this happens. And it's like, you see what they're doing and you go, oh, this is not a truly great show because the characters suck. You know, they're one dimensional.
The wife cheating on him at the beginning of it.
Yeah. It's a watchable show.
But you don't think character, the wife cheating on him at the beginning of it, him having to say, fuck it, let's go, we're going to die, take the family. The whole B plot of this whole thing is that he's living with a woman that he saw sucking this guy's cock.
Oh, that would get me so hard.
Yeah,
and they have to live together because he's because they'll die. They're going to be murdered. They're going to be taken out. His whole family. I mean, you don't think that the complication of that.
Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. Without Jason Bateman,
that relationship to me was pretty fucking.
Can you watch the show? Be honest.
What's her name?
Well,
who else is in it? Ryan Reynolds. I'm in.
Laura Linney is fucking a great actress.
She's great.
They're top notch professionals. The writing after it's the season of Ozark. After a few episodes, you start to see what they're doing, and you go, okay, this isn't a truly great show.
I feel bad. You know what I feel bad for?
Yeah.
Whoever you wind up spending the rest of your life with.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. Tell them to come over our house on Sundays.
I will.
So they can enjoy TV.
I will.
No, and they don't have to sit there and go, you know, why this show stinks? Why that show? Look it. There's 700 shows on TV.
I watch
The Wire. The Wire. The Sopranos. These shows come around once in a while. The Game of Thrones once, and we get to enjoy them. But the other times,
I watch those.
Okay,
listen.
But you're saying they're unwatchable.
I never. I said they're.
But
watchable.
You're saying.
I said five times the word watchable. But here's, not
at the beginning, you said that Billions and Ray Donovan were unwatchable.
They're schlocky. Billions and Ray Donovan are like bad.
Okay, wait a second.
They're like embarrassing. Ray Donovan's embarrassing. I would be embarrassed to tell anyone I watch Ray Donovan.
Do you see how he goes though? See how he gets down this fucking path?
Do you watch Ray Donovan?
I haven't watched. I don't have Showtime.
Okay. He's a snitch.
I'm glad Bobby's taking care of you.
Wait, have you seen This Is Us?
What does that have to do with me?
Because he works for you.
I got to take care of his cable bill?
First of all, when
you say... What password?
I'm not going to time any time.
Tim, when you say he works for somebody, he's got to get paid.
Right.
Okay. Second of all, everybody thought fucking Breaking Bad was the greatest thing since fucking sliced bread.
Never seen an episode.
10 fucking murders every week, and no one ever got caught.
Never saw an episode.
It's great. Breaking Bad was really, really good. Phenomenal show. A little bit cartoonish, but
cartoonish.
You're an elitist. You're just an elitist.
I'm sorry, but I can't.
I apologize.
I belong in Beverly Hills. I don't know what to do.
You're an elitist.
I belong in Beverly Hills.
No, you don't.
Yes,
No, you don't. You belong in a fucking.
I apologize.
You belong in a mountain in a fucking.
Yes, I would love a mountain home.
A very contemporary house with like one chair.
I agree.
A TV.
I agree.
A coffee maker.
Architectural Digest would do a spread.
Yes,
I agree with you.
But you're just you. Like a rug.
From
an animal
like
that shouldn't have been killed.
I would like to have a raccoon as a sidekick.
Yeah.
Would you
move to Toad Hill first?
Yeah.
You belong in Ex Machina. That's where you belong, in that house.
My job is to challenge and to illuminate.
I like, you know
Thank
what?
You for having me. Thank you for having me.
I see his point. Sometimes I do.
I love Rich.
I will watch a show for just enjoyment out of it, knowing it's the fucking. I just watch fucking 5 seasons of The Blacklist without stopping, because the James Spader is so fucking good in it. But it's fucking the same.
Look,
show.
I freely admit that my sense of like I said, Psych was my favorite show on TV.
I never saw. Oh,
I love
just
it.
Just the commercials alone, I wouldn't watch it.
I love USA Network. I tell people that, be like, you're gone.
Are you watching Tupac and Biggie on it?
Nope. No, I'm not watching that. But I do watch Billions. I love it.
That's not on USA.
I love Billions. I love.
We bailed the first season.
On Billions?
Yep.
Oh, I love that he's the DA, but he likes bondage. And his wife, they fucking do dirty shit, but they're out there trying to, you know, represent the city and wear the top, and this is what you do right, and he's just getting tied up and slapped. I love it.
Ugh.
I love that.
It's a very watchable show. It's very entertaining.
It's always in the back of your mind when he's up
it's
on the stand.
It's
when
very
he's up on the stand,
yeah.
And he's like, "Boom! You did this." And now he's trying to get Axelrod, who's the bad guy. This guy has
Brad
this little
from
evil, fucking bad.
Here's why these shows are actually better than I'm
nice
giving
man.
Them credit for. Here's why.
Okay.
Trump is the president right now. You need things that are kind of heightened. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Billions is a show that is heightened, but you need that in a climate where you have the president's Donald Trump.
Yes.
So I almost would say, I almost agree with you now that you need to suspend disbelief for any of this shit because we're living in a world that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. But you know what? To bring it all back, Roseanne.
Yes.
I think
Got fucking the biggest ratings of any sitcom in the last fucking 15 years, 20 years?
Yeah, a long time.
A long time. I mean, back. And sitcoms. That's a 3-camera shoot. That's a fucking, 4-camera shoot. That's with the studio audience, right? I believe. Is it? Yeah, I mean, those were dead. They're fucking dead. And she brought them back.
Yeah.
She brought it back. And I'm excited about it. And I love that she's a Republican. I love that she's talking about voting for Trump. And people are actually having discussions about it. She was on Kimmel.
Yeah.
And she didn't. It was like she was just sticking up for herself. She was fine.
Yeah.
Didn't she give Kimmel the finger?
Yeah, it's great though.
That's what she should be.
That's doing. What you should. We all should be. You should be able to go fuck you to somebody.
Yeah.
And not have the world fall out from underneath you. Not have your career taken away.
I agree.
Understand that we're fucking comedians. We're entertainers, and that's all we're fucking doing.
Sometimes I don't care what she thinks or what she says. I care that show is fucking great. It's enjoyable. Yeah. It made me think, and it made me laugh.
Sometimes when I'm driving home, I'll sing "I Am the Entertainer."
Billy Joel?
My right. version.
Well, anyways, I'm not a Billy Joel this fan. Has been a fucking good one. I like this one. We've solved nothing.
I didn't even get any plugs in.
We're getting all your plugs right now. You want to just
yeah,
do
but
your.
People aren't listening anymore.
Yeah, they're all listening.
Oh.
Well,
April 10th. Listen to me, folks.
April 10th.
April 10th at the Village Underground. We're doing a live My Wife Hates Me show with Bobby Kelly as our marriage counselor. These are the funniest fucking shows. We've had Bennington, Norton, Billy Burr, Andy Kindler, Artie Lang.
It's a great idea for a show. Well, who came up with that?
Me and Bonnie.
Really?
Yeah.
Live show?
Our live show, yeah. With,
really?
And,
really? And, the person who produced it the first time didn't come up with it?
Not with the marriage counselor, but you. I don't know. Maybe you did. I don't fucking know. But also, too, this Saturday, I'll be at the Newtown Theater, Newtown, Pennsylvania. That one you just did, that theater for James from New Jersey.
I didn't do it.
You did do it. You loved it.
I switched it.
No, you loved it.
Oh, yes. My God, what a fucking.
Isn't it great?
Is that Newtown?
Yeah, Newtown.
It's like where you think Santa would live.
It's fucking great.
It's like this little tiny.
It's the oldest theater in the country.
Oh,
yeah, it's like a perfect little northeastern town.
I would so move there in 2 seconds.
I've never been there, but I have a friend.
Yes. It sells the fuck out.
It's so good.
Sells the fuck out. Everybody who goes there is always.
Is that where they had the Sandy Hook shooting?
No, that's Newtown, Connecticut.
That's Newtown, yeah. No way to bring it up.
Sorry.
Now people are thinking about that.
Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Sorry.
Newtown Theater, Saturday, April 10th. Just fucking go to the Comedy Cellar, get your tickets, comedyseller.com.
Yeah.
The Village Underground, it will sell out. The funniest.
You better get tickets for that. I talked to Liz. My Wife Hates Me live on the 10th is going fast. So if you want tickets, get it now. Get them now. Order them right now. Go to comedyseller.com and pick up your tickets for that. What do you got, brother?
TimDillaComedy.com dates in.
I love your website, Timmy.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
I love it. I love the photos of you.
Yeah, thank you. I have dates coming up this summer in. We're all over the place. We're back in Chicago at Zanies. We're back at Mohegan Sun. I'm doing Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Watch out.
Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island. Vodafone in Ireland. Festival.
How are you going in Ireland?
Yeah, I'm going to
when
Ireland.
When is that?
July. Same as JFL.
God, I want to go to that.
Yeah.
You're not going to JFL?
No, I'm doing one in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited. So, TimDillonComedy.com.
I don't think I'm going to either.
Sign up for tickets if you want to the bus tour thing that I do. I do it every now and then. I put people
you
on the
bus. When is it?
I'm going to do it in the spring. It's a double-decker bus where I put a bunch. You can see the picture there. I put a bunch of people on top, and I do this crazy tour of New York. It's a lot of fun. Sign up. We email you once 24 hours before tickets go on sale. It's a crazy experience. People really like it.
That's
it sells out every time, right?
Yeah, it sells out every time, yeah.
That's fucking genius.
People all right, Tim Dillon, one of my favorite motherfuckers on the planet. One of the funniest guys out there right now.
Also, I have a guest spot. I have a guest spot. I have a very small role in next week's episode of Billions.
Don't Google that. And make sure you listen to his podcast.
Oh, yeah, Tim Dillon's going to hell. Thank you.
On Gastology, a fucking great podcast. He screams and yells and nobody says anything to him. He just... Nobody there to fucking tell you to shut the fuck up.
I have a mentally enfeebled co-host.
All right, what do you got, Rebecca?
Let's see. This weekend, I am at the Hartford Funny Bone. Thursday,
you're back over there.
Yeah, Thursday and Sunday I'm featuring, and Friday and Saturday, I am emceeing for Fortune Feimster.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
She's awesome.
This website is terrible. My friend made it, and I don't even want to look at it.
Feimster.
Okay.
I'm really excited to work with her.
Awesome.
Yeah,
well, thanks. That's fucking just crazy shit. But I'm glad you came on. And
I really appreciate it. Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
you got it. And I mean, unbelievable shit. But anyways, this week, Kalamazoo, Planet Ant Theater, and then Funny Bone. Go to robertkellylive.com. I'm booked until I think January.
Yeah.
I just booked a ton of fucking shows. I'm everywhere. Cobbs, Funny Bones. I just actually booked something. I'm waiting for the contracts to go through. So
nice.
I might wait. Some of these dates might be going away, but I'll let you know. But as of right now, These dates are good, but I got some good news hopefully coming soon. Anyways, Live from the Shed is killing it. Thanks for joining that. Premium members, again, James S. Watson, Greg Berkowitz, and Lawrence Kidder. That's it, right? I don't have my glasses, so I'm sorry if I'm fucking that up. I can't read anymore. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly. My channel is fucking great. All the shows are going great. We're actually got something else that's going up there very soon. We're going to start filming a bunch of shit up there and just putting it up there for you guys. So it's way better. If you're a member of the premium channel on YKWD, fuck that. Cancel Libsyn. Go over to this and become a member of this channel, because we can do a ton more shit over there. The other one, we couldn't do anything. We had to beg for more fucking bandwidth. It was sucky. Now we can do whatever we want. I can put whatever I want, whenever I want, all day long, and that's what I'm doing. So make sure you go over there and become a member over there. And what else do we got? Gabby is away. Mike, what do you got?
This Sunday, I'll be at Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio, headlining for one night.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you 12 people, please come out.
Yes. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's the bare minimum they need to have a show. And
yes, it's weird that a club has that. 12 people. And then
I was there. We had 9, and I was like so happy because I'm like, I'll just get to Cinnamon Bun and then go to sleep. And then 3 stragglers walked in.
No.
And I was like, fuck. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. I would have went up and
but I like it. I'll go back. Like, I had fun there. I don't know why.
It's a good crowd. It's a good club.
They were like,
you did the downtown one, right?
Yeah. They were like actually fun.
What's the downtown
the
one?
The worst one.
Yeah,
I, like
I did one in
back,
a mall.
The other one.
I did one in a mall.
The one you do is Laugh Out Loud.
I like that one.
I did a real tragic one in a mall.
Yeah, that one. That's the old improv.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it's an improv now, technically, but it's not part of their chain. It's weird.
Weird.
Is it Denny's between that and the hotel?
Dude, this kid brought me to the fucking...
Lulu's, the Cinnamon Bun.
Yeah.
Gracias Madre,
the Mexican place.
You told him to contact me about where to get food.
He's the motherfucker. But I also told you to stop, slow down a little bit on the road, Timmy.
I know. It's very hard.
I know it's hard. And believe me, I fucking know. Yeah, but I'm watching your Instagram and I'm sitting there going, dude, you got to stop.
I know.
A little bit. I mean,
I know.
It's crazy. You're getting, back in the day, now you got money. You know, you're the fucking headliner now, and you got nobody, you're alone.
Yeah.
And you're going out and you're fucking partying.
Yeah, it's bad.
I mean, partying at these Chinese restaurants.
It's bad.
The last one was scary to me.
The funniest thing you said was you saw all the food, and then you go, I hope there was 4 people at that table.
There's just one other person. But I've been there, I know.
Yeah.
I want you to fucking slow down.
I know, I'm gonna.
All right. Anyways, Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
You guys are the best fans in the world. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to You Know What Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.